There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The Big Hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text MAIN to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text MAIN to 321-321. That's MAIN to 321-321.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Do you want to learn the secret to becoming a published author in a few easy steps? Here's all it takes with help from Dorrance Publishing. For over 100 years, we've assisted individuals like you to fulfill their dreams of becoming a published author. When you call right now, you'll be assigned your own personal consultant who will help you through the entire book publishing and design process. Then, your book goes into production. It gets promoted, distributed, and finally, made available where books are sold. If you've got a book idea, call Dorrance Publishing right now for a free consultation. We'll help get your great idea out of your head, on paper, printed, and sold. It's a free, easy call. We're trusted by thousands of book authors just like you. So don't wait another day. Call now.
800-847-1362. That's 800-847-1362. 800-487-1362.
This is the Sports Map Radio Network.
Welcome back. In-game live primetime on this Saturday, hour number one, right here on Sports Grid TV. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter. That is Sports Grid, Sports Grid Radio, as well as at Sports Grid TV. Three separate feeds, three great feeds. We get all kind of highlights of the shows and highlights of some of the game action as well. So, again, at Sports Grid, at Sports Grid Radio, as well as at Sports Grid TV. We got a pair of threes and a pair of ones going on right now. We got a couple of 3-1 scores and a couple of 1-0 scores. Not a bad little payoff if you're playing Let It Ride in Vegas. You got the Toronto leading the Red Sox 3-1. My favorite game in Vegas. The only game in the casinos that you could bet more than you could lose. You could risk more than you could end up losing with Let It Ride. So anyway, yes. Toronto minus 950 over the Red Sox. Astros 3-1 over the Mariners. Looks like the Mariners are going to lose two in a row. as they play in the eighth inning. Red Sox play in the eighth inning as well. Third inning, Cubbies looking for back-to-back wins over the Phillies. 1-0. Philadelphia down to pick them. They were about a minus 175, 180 favorite with Zach Wheeler on the hill today. And then Minnesota 1-0 over the Tigers. No Byron Buxton. He's got some knee issues out for the series. So that little hunch on Detroit, although you're losing, and Minnesota is playing without their best player. So you can still grab the Tigers at plus 192. So those are the games that are in progress. And you got St. Louis and Cincinnati starting here in a couple of minutes. I think, Mark, I think the Reds are a decent little dog. You know, the Reds actually, after that 3-22 start, which obviously is horrible and you can't throw that away, but if you could, Cincinnati's played decent baseball the rest of the way. They're almost a 500 team, 32-35 since that 3-22 start. That's a lot of wins. That's winning 2 of 3 of the Yankees. It's beating good teams. I mean, they're actually, for the value, again, I hate that phrase, but for the value you get betting them, they're actually a halfway decent team right now.
No, 100%. And you know, there was a run there that they had in bouncing back from 3-22 where they were super profitable. You know, back in the May timeframe after the first month of the season, they'd sort of stunk it up. You know, and they're not a bad run line team either. You know, they're 43-49 this year on the run line. So, you know, they can do. Yeah, their pitching has been bad, though. They are also one of the highest over total teams in the league this year. In fact, they are the best over team. If you had blind bet the Reds overs all year long, you're covering 56% of the time this year. So they've done well offensively. It's just that their pitching is really struggled.
Yeah, 51-40-1. Surprisingly enough, at home, I'm looking at the numbers, Mark, only 29-27-1. So I would have thought that, you know, that hitter's ballpark, that they would have been just the opposite. But number one, as you say, overall, actually, you know what? That's after a loss. Never mind. Let me flip in home team. There you go. Home team, they are number one, 27-20. So, yeah, they can hit with anybody. They're just pitching staff just sucks. So, but at least you have a fighting chance with them. Like, I liked them last night getting odds, and I like them tonight getting odds. And plus, it's down to 136, but it was the 140 and change to start the game. Get Steven Matz. Who's Steven Matz to be laying $175 against anybody? I mean, I do like Cincinnati tonight, and they're just underway at home. The other game starting, or one of the other games anyway, starting at 7 o'clock, top of the hour here in about 15 minutes. Mets and Padres. Mets trying to avoid doing something for just the second time all year, albeit through the break, but still, and that is lose 3 in a row. Amazingly enough, Mark, they've only done that one time all season. That's pretty darn good, I got to tell you. Stankies can't even say that. So they're at home, Bassett on the hill laying $154. Snell's on the hill for the Padres at plus 130. What do you think?
Bassett's been a mixed bag this year, all things considered. I don't think he's terrible, but, you know, I mean, look, he's fairly average, right? He's got a 3.8 ERA. He's got a whip of 1.15, which is, you know, good but not great. You see some starts from him where I think he looks really good, and then you see some starts where you scratch your head. Last time he pitched against San Diego, he lasted 3 1/3, gave up 8 hits and 7 runs. You know, he's had a start against San Francisco where he lasted 4 1/3, gave up 8 hits and 8 runs. I mean, so you've got these starts, these real clunkers on his record this year against some fairly formidable level teams. Look, he faces the Marlins 3 times in a row, right? He goes 6 innings, 2 runs, 7 innings, 3 runs, 6 1/3, 3 runs. What's happened if you face the Marlins? Like, you know, lack of prowess offense here. So yeah. San Diego has a pretty good offense, and that's kind of what gives me pause here a little bit on this game. It's just not a pitching matchup I like. But then again, Blake Snell has been bad this year, too. He has been inconsistent. He hasn't looked good. And so, you know, if I can't, like I said, if I can't eliminate variance when it comes to starting pitching and feel like I have a good feel about how a pitcher is going to perform against a given opponent, I usually pass on it. I looked at this game earlier. I hit the no-run first inning in this game last night with Max Scherzer on the mound. Nice. And so that paid off well for me. And the Mets, it's strange because at home this year, the Mets are the best team in the league at scoring in the first inning, and they're the best team in the league about not allowing their opponents to score in the first inning. They lead Major League Baseball in both of those categories at home this year. So it was a little bit of a gamble. I thought that the Mets might be able to score against the Padres, but they don't. And I looked, that was where I started with this game, looking at the no-run first inning because the Mets are so good at home this year. only 9% of the time, Scott, only 9% of the time did they allow an opponent to score first inning run at Citi Field. So it's such a wide gap between the next team. That's how good they are at it. It's always a beneficial play. Now, again, they're going to charge you juice on that, right? They're going to make you pay for it.
Right.
But it's been hitting at such a high rate that I'm not, you know, if we're keeping the juice in the 140 range, I'm not opposed to paying it at all.
Do you buy into that? Do you buy into those trends, Mark? Not that you would not bet it per se, but I mean, is it a fluke or do you think there's a reason? You know, like I'll see trends and I'll just like, well, that's just goofy. I don't know why it's the case. I'll still bet it because it's okay. But I mean, do you have any kind of reasoning why that would be the case for the Mets or do you just think it's a fluky thing?
No, I think it's because their starting pitching is really good across the board, right? And again, it's going to take usually a time through the lineup for a pitcher of most of the pitchers of caliber to get hit around. I mean, that's just statistically fact. Pitchers are better the first time through the order than not. So you're sort of playing into that more than anything. But again, if you rank it at home, the Mets are number one in the league at 9%. The next team at home this year is the San Francisco Giants. They're at 18.7%. Really? Yeah, Dodgers are at 20%. They're fifth. They're fifth. Now, the Dodgers lead it overall this year in first inning opponent first inning score percentage. They're the best team in the league overall. I'm talking specifically at home, though. The Mets have had such an advantage at Citi Field for some reason. And again, I think their pitchers are comfortable there. I think they whether it's the mound or whatever or the routine that they get to do, those percentages, as quirky as it may seem, bear themselves out for a reason. I mean, in theory, generally you're starting the same five pitchers throughout the year, right? If not four or five. So if your staff is that good and they don't give up a ton of runs, which the Mets staff is, that number, their percentage backs that out. Now, you could look at some quirks in those percentages, I think, and look at teams overall about where they are and how good they are in the category, and it doesn't necessarily make a ton of sense. Those I sort of look at a little bit differently. Again, it's like, you know, pitching has been bad pretty much for most of this year. Yep, they're middle in the road in first inning runs scored allowed. So apparently it takes them in the second or third inning this year to not give up runs. I mean, there's a team like Detroit. They're the worst team in the league in first inning runs scored percentage. Why? Because their pitching stinks. I think that bears out across the board. Their entire staff is bad. But you do have some, you know, above 500 teams that are bad at giving up runs in the first inning. I think that's a little bit quirky, but still, I for the really good pitching staffs, I think this stuff holds true.
All right, so how do you know? Each site offers different things, and I'm sitting on FanDuel right now. So they give you a first inning result for Mets and Padres. Padres to lead plus 360, tie minus 145, or Mets plus 3-1. They give you an over under half a run. So in essence, will a team score?
That's the one I bet. Yeah.
I was going to say, where do you go? I mean, do you bet on the Mets not scoring? Do you bet on the Mets taking the lead, even though they don't necessarily score?
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's the 2021 Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Ross Langer.
Hey, very pleasant good evening to you. Good late afternoon where you are. But here, it's kind of evening time, coming up on 6 o'clock local time in the Central Time Zone, where the Las Vegas Aviators play the second game of a three-game series and the second game ultimately of a nine-game road trip against the Texas Rangers AAA affiliate, the Round Rock Express. And a very hearty hello to you all, wherever you may be. Well, it's another warm, sticky, muggy evening in Round Rock, Texas, which is just outside of Austin. and the weather or nothing else could help the Aviators yesterday. They lost the opener by a score of 8-5, Round Rock winning by that score. And that coupled with Reno's victory over El Paso means that for the first time in a long time, the Aviators are not in first place. They had been in first place going way back to much earlier in the season. The last time the Aviators were in second place was on May 29th. And so they spent the entire month of June and the majority of July in first place. But now they are in second place, half a game behind Reno, and certainly the race is on because they've only played 90 games out of 150. So there's all kinds of time left, and there'll be lots of games between Las Vegas and Reno head-to-head before it's all said and done. The Aviators, kind of a sloppy game yesterday, really on both sides. There were five errors in a game, three of them made by Las Vegas, two by Round Rock, and the Aviators fell behind early 7-0, trying to get back in the game. They scored four runs between the third and fifth inning to cut the deficit to 7-4, but ultimately lost it by a score of 8-5. The bright spot for Las Vegas, twofold. Number one, Vince Fernandez, who's having a better year at AAA than he did at AA, had three hits, including a single, a double, and a home run. Billy McKinney, also three hits, two singles and a double. And he used his quick bat to get that. And the bullpen did a good job. Parker Dunshee, the starter, went an inning and a third. And two of the runs he allowed were unearned, but he allowed seven runs total. And ultimately saw his record fall to 3-9. But Ryan Castellani and Brian Howard and Sam Selman and Miguel Romero combined to go the rest of the way. Total of 6 2/3 innings with one unearned run on five hits. And so the bullpen certainly did a good job. And the bullpen got some work, and you could argue that they needed some work because they just had 4 days off for the All-Star break. So what's on tap for today? The right-hander Adrian Martinez will pitch for Las Vegas, Oakland's AAA affiliate. Adrian, who is from Mexico, has won four and lost four, a 5.87 ERA. His very best game in AAA was against Round Rock. He went seven scoreless innings earlier this year, giving up just two hits. They could not touch him. We'll see how he does tonight. Lefty Cole Ragans, R-A-G-A-N-S. Southpaw going for Round Rock as they try to make it two straight. He's 1-2 with a 4.31 ERA, and we'll see how it all plays out. Much more to come as the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show continues from Round Rock, coming up right after these commercial messages.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. As expected, our housing market is shifting. With inventory increasing and interest rates rising, our market will stabilize at best. If you're planning on selling your home, I will plan on sooner than later. We have sold over 6,000 homes in the past 27 years and have the number one real estate brand,
the real estate guy,
giving all our sellers a cash advance and doing all repairs to get you top dollar. And for all buyers, our lenders will beat any interest rate from any other mortgage company, giving you, the buyer, a lower payment along with saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So call the real estate guy today to sell it fast and get the most cash. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, welcome back. back again. We're at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. A hot, sticky, steamy evening. Aviators trying to even things up against Round Rock. And they're hoping for some help from El Paso because they're playing Reno. And then, as I said, Aviators are half a game out. Now in second place in the Pacific Coast League's Western Division. Salt Lake is in third place. They're 8 back of Reno. Sacramento's 10 back. And Tacoma's in last place, 10.5 out. Next Aviator road trip will be to Tacoma. Anyway, in the Pacific Coast League East, the Oklahoma City Dodgers continue to have the best record in the league, 53-38. El Paso has been playing good ball lately, though, and they're only one game behind Oklahoma City. This Round Rock Express team is in third place, 5 out. Albuquerque's 11 out, and Sugar Land, the Astros AAA team, is 14 games off the pace heading into this evening's play. As far as the Hash House Ago goes, scoreboard goes right now in the big leagues, Cleveland and the White Sox just getting started in Chicago. Ninth inning, the Astros lead Seattle by a score 3-1. Astros are one out away from winning that game right now. And at the end of eight, Toronto leads the Red Sox 3-1. Fourth inning, Cubs lead the Phillies 1-0. In the top of the third, Minnesota, a 2-0 lead over Detroit. First inning, Cardinals and Reds, no score in Cincinnati. Marlins and the Pirates just getting going in Pittsburgh. Same story, Yankees at Baltimore. And the Mets playing at home against San Diego. Also, Tampa Bay at Kansas City. The Rockies are in Milwaukee. The Giants and the Dodgers are meeting up in Los Angeles. And those games are just getting started now. Angels are in Atlanta against the Braves. That's yet to start. Same story, Washington against the Diamondbacks in Phoenix. And the Rangers and the Oakland Athletics also later on. One earlier game, I mentioned Cleveland and the White Sox. The first game, which was a makeup from a postponement from May 11th, Houston did the Cleveland Guardians now beat the White Sox by a score of 7-4. And so the second game, effectively, it's like a doubleheader, getting ready to start in Chicago between Cleveland and the White Sox. Houston, it's final now. Justin Verlander, the ageless wonder, now 13-3 with a 1.86 ERA as Houston beat the Mariners by a score 3-1. I'll have the starting lineups for you next, coming up right after this.
O'Reilly. Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Take your sleep to the next level with a Beautyrest Black or Tempur-Pedic mattress from Best Mattress. These are two of the very, very best mattresses in the world. They both have proprietary cooling technology and both provide the most transformative, luxurious sleep of your life. And right now, get up to a $300 instant gift when you purchase either one. Best Mattress also has quick, easy delivery and a wide variety of financing options. Best brands, best service, best prices, Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Where did I put that?
Pete's property manager just took an extended vacation.
This is Cozy to Dreams.
He needs a replacement before this becomes a cruel summer.
Oh, you wanted the lakefront for the 17th. How did this get double booked already?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Picture another world, another dimension, where left is right, up is down, and chicken sandwiches only cost $1. This place exists, and it's called the Carl's Jr. app. So when you buy one hand-breaded chicken sandwich, you get another for just $1.
Cluckbait!
It's time to fall for some cluckbait. Bite into the hand-breaded chicken menu only at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants exclusively in the Carl's Jr. app or website by registered My Rewards members. Tax not included. See app or website for additional terms and conditions.
All right, this is the Hash House Go-Go pregame show continuing now with a look at tonight's starting lineups from the Dell Diamond and Round Rock. The visiting Las Vegas Aviators are Oakland's AAA team, the record 49 up and 41 down. And they are 4-6 against this Round Rock team this year. For Las Vegas, hitting in the leadoff slot in for this game for the first time since he joined the team, second baseman Max Schumann, S-C-H-U-E-M-A-N-N. Max Schumann leading off at second base for Las Vegas this evening. Hitting second in left field, Luis Barrera. It's Luis's first game since July 4th when he hurt his shoulder, and he's back in the lineup now. Hitting third in center field, Christian Pache. The cleanup man is catcher Shea Langeliers. In the fifth slot, first baseman Matt Davidson. Hitting sixth, the designated hitter, Vince Fernandez. In the seventh slot, right fielder Billy McKinney. Hitting eighth at third base will be Kevin Smith. And batting ninth at shortstop, Drew Jackson. On the mound, right-hander Adrian Martinez. Four wins, four defeats, and a 5.87 ERA in 14 games for Las Vegas. All starts. Also has had a brief time in the big leagues of the parent Oakland Athletics. Home team is Round Rock. They're managed by Matt Hagen, the Express, the AAA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. They are 48-43. Record very similar to that of the Las Vegas Aviators. For Round Rock tonight, leading off in center field, a very fleet-footed Bubba Thompson, whose stolen base figures are ridiculous. Hitting second in left field, J.P. Martinez. In the third slot, third baseman Andy Ibanez. Hitting cleanup in right field will be Steele Walker. In the fifth slot, the designated hitter, Sam Huff. Hitting sixth at first base, Josh Sale. Hitting seventh at second base for Round Rock is Diosbel Arias. Hitting eighth at shortstop will be Ryan Doro. And batting ninth in catching will be Matt Whatley, W-H-A-T-L-E-Y. Whatley batting ninth in catching for Round Rock. And on the mound, lefty Cole Reagans. One win and two losses, a 4.31 ERA for Reagans, who is from Crawfordville, Florida. That will conclude this edition of the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show. And now we invite you to stay tuned. Exciting Pacific Coast League action. The Las Vegas Aviators on the road deep in the heart of Texas against the Round Rock Express. Game two of a three-game series. The finale tomorrow will start the same time as today's game with Colin Wiles, who pitched for Round Rock last year, on the mound for Las Vegas tomorrow night. That's the pregame show. We invite you to stay tuned. The ballgame will start next right after this.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to Station Casino. CasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. Nine locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
So, Chuck, some people have the impression that payday loan companies suck. Why is that?
Because they do. Luckily, Dollar Loan Center is not a payday loan company. We're a short-term installment lender where you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. No other fees, no surprises, and crystal clear contracts.
And how do the paycheck places work?
They cost way more, they don't lend as much, and you normally have to pay it back in 2 weeks no matter what. Look, if you have a payday loan, do yourself a favor. Come see us at Dollar Loan Center. Normally, we can save you up to half of what you're paying now and give you way longer to pay it back.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes, even without a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
All right. Kind of a light crowd for this one so far, but They perhaps will get a lot more folks coming in. It is, after all, Saturday, and a game starting a tad early. It's 6:05 local time in the Central Time Zone. All right, game two getting set to start. Cole Reagans on the mound. Reagans is 24 years old. He's 6'4", 190 pounds. He was born in Tallahassee and went to North Florida Christian High School in Tallahassee. Texas got him in a compensation pick beyond the first round of the 2016 draft. Last year, Class A Hickory, he was 1-2 with a 3.25 ERA, and at Double A Frisco, got into 9 games and was 3-1 with an ERA just over 5. He missed 2018 and 2019 with Tommy John surgery, so he certainly has had, he's paid his dues after signing as a pro with Texas. Tried 1 year of football in high school, but didn't like it that much, so he stuck with baseball instead. Cole Reagans. Now Max Schumann steps in. Max looks at a fastball for a strike. 0-1, a run away. Max Schumann hitting a .190 with a home run and 2 runs batted in. He's batting in the leadoff slot for the first time since joining the Aviators. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2. Texas chose Reagans as their first round and compensation pick for losing Yovani Gallardo to the Orioles. He signed for a little over $2 million. Quality stuff. Big curveball. They like his work ethic, too. Here now is the 0-2. Schumann takes a fastball high. It is 1-2. And Reagan certainly, although he was going to go to Florida State, but when they drafted him so high and waved a couple million bucks in front of him, he decided to stick with baseball and sign with Texas and go pro. Pitch is fouled off to the left out of play and a curveball. 1-2 still. But his senior year of high school, here's the reason why Florida State wanted him. He was 2-0 with an ERA under 1, better than a strikeout per inning. But he had not one, but 2 Tommy John surgeries. Yep. Curveball down low, 76 miles an hour. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The second Tommy John surgery, according to Reagans himself, really put things in perspective for him. Changeup, swung on and missed, strike 3. Good pitch, almost like a screwball moving away from the right hand hitting Schumann. Reagan strikes out Schumann to begin. One out for Luis Barrera now. 2 after the second Tommy John surgery, Reagan's was told by Texas Rangers rehab coach Keith Comstock that he had 2 choices, quit or go through the process again, the recovery process. And yet last year was a bounce back year for him. This year is his first year at AAA. Pitches high, ball 1 to Luis Barrera. Luis hit .291 with 5 homers and 20 batted in. He hasn't played in almost 3 weeks. The pitch is low, 2-0. He hurt his shoulder in a game on the 4th of July in Oklahoma City and hasn't played since, but he's back in there now. The Aviators are glad to have him back. Christian Pache is on deck. 2-0 on the left-hander hitting Luis Barrera. He slices one in the air foul to the left into the second deck and hits the glass of one of the luxury suites down there. 2-1. Reagan's looking in at his catcher, Matt Watley. Left-hander standing tall, winds and kicks, and here he comes with a 2-1. It's a big chopper to second. Arias is on the job. From the fringe of the outfield grass, he slings it over to first, and they're 2 down on the Vegas first for Christian Pache. Round Rock defensively, Josh Sale at first, Diaz Bell Arias at second, Ryan Doro at short, Andy Ibanez at third, J.P. Martinez in left, Bubba Thompson out in center, Steele Walker in right, Matt Watley catching for Cole Reagans. 2 outs, nobody on for Pache. The line in the pitch. Slider inside, ball 1, 1-0. Pache, 1-for-4 last night, batting second behind Cal Stevenson, who's not in the lineup tonight. He had a single and a walk. He's hitting .321 since joining the team. Pitch is high. It's 2-0. Christian with 2 homers and 9 batted in. Young man from the Dominican, right-hand hitting center fielder. 2-0. Reagans. Big windup, and here he comes with a 2-0. Pache hits a ground ball to third. 2 hops right at Ibanez. He winds up and throws over to first in the inning. No, the ball goes off the glove of Sale. It looked like he had it, and the ball fell out of his mitt. Sale will be charged with an error for failing to catch the throw from Ibanez. So if you're scoring, E3, but give Andy Ibanez, the Round Rock third baseman, an assist. Oh, there were five errors made in last night's game. There's the first error here. Here's Langoliers, the pitch. Fly ball to center, that's playable. Bubba Thompson has it lined up in straightaway center, makes the catch, and Langoliers came in at 271, but he flies out to end the inning, and the error is of little consequence. No runs, no hits. One error, one left. After half an inning, Las Vegas nothing in Round Rock against Adrian Martinez coming up.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf.
Dining.
Outdoor recreation.
Gaming. And fun for the whole family.
All in one convenient location.
Plan your quick escape.
At visitmesquite.com.
Welcome back to the Dell Diamond and Round Rock. Russ Langer with you. Pleased to be describing tonight's action. Well, really this afternoon's action, where most of you are in the Pacific time zone. But here it's almost 6:15 local time. Adrian Martinez on the hill for Las Vegas this evening. Adrian was San Diego property originally, traded in the Sean Manaea deal. He is 6'2", 195, 26 years old. He'll be 26 in December. From Mexicali, Mexico. Martinez, 4-4 with a 5.87 ERA in 14 games, all starts. His pitch to Thompson is up and away, ball 1-1-0. Bubba Thompson. Have legs, will travel. And man, he'll travel all right. He stole another base last night. No score, bottom of the first here. Martinez delivers. And the pitch is a strike, changeup. That's Martinez's bread and butter. Fastball in the low 90s and that changeup, which is so good. One ball and one strike on Thompson. But if the key to victory against Round Rock, you got to keep this young man off the bases. He will kill you if he gets on. Changeup, and he bunts it at the plate. Foul, grabbed by Langoliers quickly on one hop. Thompson all the way to first base will have to come back. One ball and two strikes. Thompson hitting 300 with 12 home runs and 41 RBIs. But that, just for him to be hitting that many home runs, and he's second on the team behind Sam Huff in home runs, this is absurd. He has 44 stolen bases and has only been caught twice. There's nobody in the league remotely close. Nobody else has more than 30 steals. Thompson's from Alabama, and the Texas Rangers like this young man, and with good reason. Here now is the 1-2 from Adrian Martinez. Fastball up and away, and it's 2-2 to Bubba Thompson. I mean, the stolen base last night, he really had no right to steal the base. I mean, he's running. Castellani throws a fastball. Now Thompson swings and misses and strikes out at a pitch up and away. There's one out on the bottom of the first with no score, and J.P. Martinez comes up now. And Thompson ran. He had a decent jump, but not a great jump. And Langoliers, it was a fastball at 92 miles an hour. He caught it and made a good throw down to second right at the bag. Thompson was safe anyway. I mean, just to throw him out, every single aspect of everything has to go perfectly. 44 out of 46. Pitch foul back, strike one. J.P. Martinez batting now for Round Rock. 0-1 the count. Martinez just joined the team, so this is his first
at bat for the Round Rock Express. Left-handed batter standing in. Martinez comes back. Fastball down and in at 94. One ball and one strike on J.D. Martinez. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the first, no score. Just underway here. Las Vegas trying to get even. And Round Rock won the opener last night, 8-5. There's a fastball down low at 93, ball two. Two balls and one strike to count now. J.D. Martinez. J.P. Martinez, that is. Martinez was at Double-A Frisco and just got called up here in 66 games with them at Double-A, 268, 25 steals. Another a guy who can run. There's a changeup outside, 3-1. Martinez, 26 years old. He's from Cuba. Lives now in Miami. 5'9", 175. Very quick. Here's the 3-1 pitch. And it's ball four. So Martinez struck out Thompson because he got Thompson to swing in a pitch outside the strike zone. But now he walks Martinez. Again, this is Martinez's first game at the AAA level. He had 25 steals at AA. So don't be surprised if he's running here. The test Langoliers. We'll see. The left-handed hitting Andy Ibanez is in the batter's box now. Ibanez is also from Cuba, 28 years old, now also lives in Miami. Right-handed batter, closed stance. Fly ball deep to right toward the corner. So moving over is McKinney. He makes a one-handed catch and fires it back in. So Ibanez, who came in at 257 with three home runs, flies out to right. First ball swinging. Two outs for Steele Walker. Las Vegas defensively. Matt Davidson at first. Max Schumann at second. Drew Jackson at short. Kevin Smith at third. Luis Barrera in left. Christian Pache in center. Billy McKinney in right. Shea Langeliers catching for Adrian Martinez. Two outs for Steele Walker. Walker, a big game last night. Two singles and a home run, going 3-for-5. Left-handed batter. The runner goes. The pitch is low. Throw to second base, and he's in there. Well, they did test him. Martinez, in his first AAA game, gets his first AAA steal. It would have taken a perfect throw. Langeliers made a decent throw, but it was about a foot to the third base side of second. And Martinez steals it. Tell you one thing. You got Bubba Thompson leading off and Martinez hitting behind him. You got a tremendous potential 1-2 punch in terms of steals at the top of the Round Rock order. Here's Walker. The count to him 1-0. He hits a fly ball to right center. Moving over from right is McKinney, but he's going to let Pache, the center fielder, make the call to make the catch. And Walker came in at 270. He flies out to finish the inning. In the bottom of the first for Round Rock. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left, and at the end of one in Round Rock, there is no score.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Hey, welcome back. All right, at the end of one, no score. Russ Langer with you at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. Cole Reagans now will face Matt Davidson, and the pitch on the way. Matty takes a curveball, a little high ball, one at 74 miles an hour. 1-0. Matt Davidson, overall in the year, 282, 16 homers, 35 batted in. Big Matt playing first base in this one, swings and misses at that curveball. One ball and one strike on Matt Davidson. So two off-speed pitches, and it's 1-1. Vince Fernandez, the DH on deck, then Billy McKinney, who's batting seventh. Fastball, swing and a miss, 91 miles an hour, threw it by him. One ball and two strikes on the veteran Matt Davidson. Matty did not play in last night's game. Standing in tall, wagging the bat. Here's the 1-2 now. There's a liner to center field. Racing over to plate and a bounce is Bubba Thompson. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And I think it sounded and looked from here like Davidson hit it on the label. But he muscled it out there for a single. The first hit of the game for either team. The batter, Vince Fernandez now. Reed Basner's the plate umpire tonight. First base, Steven Jeschinski. And at third base, the crew chief, Aaron Higgins. Here's Fernandez. Vince, big night last night. Two, a single, a double, and a home run. 3 for 5. He came within a triple of the cycle. Here's the pitch. High foul behind the plate. Off of the mask is Watley. That ball's going to go back and bounce and go into the second level off to my right. One strike on Vince Fernandez. Vince, not unusual for him to try to jump on that first pitch. Pretty aggressive hitter. 0-1. Fastball. A pop fly in the shallow right center, falling quickly, and it's caught by the second baseman, Arias. That's a fine play by Round Rock second baseman Diosbel Arias. A little flare by Fernandez, and it looked like it was going to parachute into shallow right center. There was no way Thompson or Steele Walker, the right fielder, could get to that ball. Arias turned his back on home plate, raced out into shallow right center, and made an over-the-shoulder catch. Excellent play. One on, one out. Brings up Billy McKinney. Pitches outside, ball one. 1-0. McKinney at 303, six homers and 31 batted in. Davidson at first, one out. We're in the top of the second inning here. No score. The stretch, and Reagans delivers. There's a breaking ball roll foul toward the first base dugout. And it is a ball and two strikes now. McKinney batted third last night, also had a very good game. Two singles and a double and five at-bats. So he's up to 303. Here's the pitch. Fastball fouled off to the left. That's back and out of play. 93 miles an hour. 1-2 is the count. Nice play by a fan down there. So Davidson at first, one out. The right-handed hitting Las Vegas third baseman Kevin Smith is on deck. Reagan stretches, a look at Davidson, the pitch. Off-speed roll foul right near the third base on deck area. 1-2. Reagan's four-seam fastball anywhere 92, 93 right in there. Good spin rate, they say. His outpitch, though, is that down-dropping curveball in a low to mid-70 range. Very good changeup. It moves away from a right-handed hitter. There's the curveball. Swung on and missed. Strike three. 75-mile-an-hour downward breaking hook. Second strikeout for Reagans. Two outs in the Las Vegas second. And the batter, the right-handed hitting third baseman, Kevin Smith. Smith batted ninth last night. And he was 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored. So Kevin's still trying to get going. 188, no homers, 9 batted in. Former Toronto Blue Jay property. Pitch, fastball, a little outside, ball 1, 1-0. Kevin from the area just outside Albany, New York. Drew Jackson is on deck. Davidson at first, 2 down. In the top of the second with no score. Reagan stretches, a glance at first, here he comes. Change up, up and away, 82 miles an hour. 2-0. Every hitter is more effective when they're ahead in the count. But Smith the splits for him are very dramatic. He's way better. You get two strikes on him, you get a good chance to get him out. That's what the numbers will tell you. Fastball up and away, 3-0. You might say, hey, you could say that about every hitter. Well, to some degree, sure. But Smith, if he can stay ahead in the count, I mean, he's just way, way better off. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. He was taking all the way, and it's 3-1 now. Jason Hart coaching at first, and Fran Reardon, the manager, down the way at third. 3 balls and a strike on Smith, top of the second. No score in the early going here. Game 2 of a 3-game series, game 2 of a 9-game road trip. Aviators will go to Albuquerque after this series is over. Breaking ball, line deep to left, hooking foul, and back in the picnic area toward the concourse. 3-2 on Kevin Smith. That was a slider at 84. Got a good swing on it and pulled it foul. So to complete Reagan's 4-pitch arsenal, we told you a fastball, curve, changeup, also a slider. Kind of a showcase pitch. But that nasty changeup is his signature pitch. Good separation from his fastball with that changeup of his. There's a changeup high, ball 4. So Smith draws a walk. First walk allowed by Reagan's. Davidson goes down to second. Kevin Smith takes first. And with 2 outs, here's the number 9 hitter for Las Vegas tonight, Drew Jackson. Reagan's says he patterned his delivery after former Texas Ranger ace Cole Hamels, who was a 3-time All-Star and also had a great changeup, left-hander. There's a bounding ball foul outside third. Strike 1, 0-1. Fran Reardon walking over to pick it up. 1 strike on Drew Jackson. Drew a 248, a home run, 14 batted in, did not play in last night's series opener. So this is his first time playing since the All-Star break. Fastball is high. 1 ball and 1 strike now. But the Texas Rangers believe that Reagan's has a chance. He's athletic, repeats his mechanics well. Generally has thrown a lot more strikes, not a lot of walks in his career. 2-on-2 out, the 1-1. And Jackson's late on that fastball at 92, very late. 1-2. They think he's got a chance, Reagan's, to be a back of the rotation starter, maybe a middle reliever. Well, this will be a full workload for him this year, coming back from the two Tommy John surgeries. Curveball is inside. 2-2. Just unusual for a guy to get 2 of those. There was a guy who played for Las Vegas back in the Dodger affiliation days who had 2 Tommy John surgeries. Remember Hong Chi Kuo? He actually made the All-Star team for the National League 1 year. Here's the 2-2 now. Fastball fouled in the air to the left out of play. 93 miles an hour. Tried to sneak it by Jackson, and Drew was equal to the task. 2-2. 2 on and 2 out. Davidson off second. Kevin Smith off first for Las Vegas. And another 2-2 is on the way. Jackson takes it in there. Strike 3. A changeup at 82 in there at the knees. Third strikeout for Reagan's. Las Vegas does not score in the second inning. No runs, 1 hit. No errors, and they leave a pair. At the end of an inning and a half in Round Rock, there is no score.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado Boulder with a 6-step and a bed liner. Make your Colorado Rider with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet. US 95 and Ann Road. Find new road. Team Chevrolet.
Steiner, the new out-of-style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Welcome back to Round Rock, Texas, just outside of Austin. Alrighty, we're all set. Bottom of the second, no score. Adrian Martinez issued a walk in the first inning, recorded a strikeout. Sam Huff, the DH, steps in now. Huff looks at a fast strike over the outside corner at 82 miles an hour, 0-1. Big Sam, he's a catcher, caught last night, but he's DHing in this game. He's from Phoenix. 6'5", 240, 24 years old. Big right-handed batter. The pitch from Martinez. There's the changeup. Chased and missed, and it's 0-2. Huff at 270, 13 home runs. 25 batted in. Always a threat to go deep. There's the pitch to him. Changeup down and away. Backhanded by Langoliers. And it's now a ball and two strikes on Huff, who batted fifth last night. Catching, went 1-for-4 with a single and a walk. And the 1-2. Fastball on the outside corner, strike three call. That is a terrific pitch by Martinez right on the edge of the plate. Second strikeout for Adrian Martinez. One out of the Round Rock second, and the left-hand hitting first baseman Josh Sale comes up. Martinez. Well, Adrian still going through the relatively early stages of his first year with the new organization. He's still trying to get a feel for what type of pitcher they have in him. There's a fastball foul back out of play by Sale. Strike one. It is 0-1 on Sale, who's hitting 259 with seven homers and 21 batted in. 1-for-5 last night with an infield hit. But he's got that strong fastball changeup combination. Adrian Martinez. Fastball a little bit inside. One ball and one strike is the count. One and one. Changeup in there for a strike. Well, that's a good pitch. He can throw that pitch anytime in the count. He's got a lot of confidence in it. 1-2. He's had a few starts in the big leagues, and he's shown pretty well for Oakland. Another changeup. Tap foul at the plate. 1-2 still on Josh. He'll get a little bit of that one with kind of a defensive swing. But early July, about a little over 2 weeks ago, his third big league start, 5-3 win over Toronto. Manager Mark Kotze was discussing Martinez afterwards. Fastball is high. It's a 2-2 count on Josh Sale. Kotze said of Adrian Martinez, he's a competitor. That's what I really like about him. Goes out and takes the ball. You thoroughly know that he enjoys being out there pitching. There's a pop-up on the third base side. Back on the outfield grass to grab it is Kevin Smith. And there are two outs. No score, bottom of the second. The right-hander hitting Round Rock second baseman Diaz-Bel Arias coming up now. But Martinez does show a fighting spirit, no question. He was knocked down a couple of times, giving up home runs to Matt Chapman and Teoscar Hernandez. But he picked himself back up each time and continued to battle. Good competitor, Adrian Martinez. Pitches up and in, ball one. And against Toronto, and if you want to know what kind of offense Toronto has, look at the box score from yesterday's game against the Red Sox. He limited them to three runs on eight hits in five innings. No walks. Struck out five. There's a changeup. Swung on and missed. To Arias. Hitting 311. Three homers and 15 batted in. But last year was a real breakout year for Martinez in San Diego's farm system. He got to El Paso. There's a fastball for a strike, and it's one ball and two strikes now. Oakland pitching coach Scott Emerson also has liked what he's seen from Martinez. Change up, pull foul outside third, 1-2. And the A's are very intrigued about Martinez. getting a chance to fully develop. Here's the pitch. Changeup, lying down the left field line, fair, just inside the foul line, into the corner. Luis Pereira hustles over to chase it down, and Arias goes into second base with the first hit for Round Rock, a double into the left field corner. Brings up Ryan Doro now. For Arias, that is his 10th double. And here's Doro. Doro hitting 236, two homers and 22 batted in. Struck out about once every 3.5 at bats, Ryan Doro. Batted ninth in yesterday's series opener, which was won by Round Rock 8-5. Fastball, little inside, ball one. Doro last night, 2-for-5, two singles, drove in one, scored one. Off second base, Arias. Two outs in the bottom of the second. Martinez, the stretch position, a look back at second, and the 1-0 pitch now. Doro takes a change. It gets away from Langeliers. You didn't see it. Over to third base goes Arias. 2-0. They're going to call it a wild pitch. Anyway, Martinez's first big league game. He beat Detroit in Detroit. Then he took a loss in Seattle. But the Oakland brass said they noticed improvement in Martinez when he beat Toronto. Back, Oakland catcher Sean Murphy, former Aviator himself from 2019, noted that Martinez asserted himself a little more on the mound. Fastball swung on and missed. It's 2-1 now. Murphy said, hey, Martinez knows how effective he can be. He did a good job of walking me along with him. He took the lead out there, and I think that helps him. Pitches foul back. Two and two. The count on Ryan Doro. Arias at third base. Two outs in the bottom of the second with no score. Martinez from the stretch. Here he comes. Changeup. Chop foul at the plate. That one bounced up and hit Doro. Takes his helmet off, and he's walking off the effects of that. Two balls and two strikes on Ryan Doro. But it would appear that Martinez will go as far as that changeup will take him, and the separation, more specifically, between the changeup and the fastball. I'm looking at the replay. That ball bounced and came up and hit Doro on the right ear flap of the helmet. Kind of rang his bell a little bit. 2-2. Now he's ready to hit again. Right-hander batter, knee slightly bent. Here comes Martinez. 2-2. It's a bounding ball back over second. Grabbed by Schumann, who throws him out. Good play by Las Vegas second baseman Max Schumann to take a hit and a run away from the Round Rock Express. And that ball hit up the middle by Doro. In the bottom of the second for Round Rock. No runs, one hit, no errors. They leave Arias at third. At the end of two, it is no score.
Chevy trucks are known for their legendary dependability and capability. And right now is the right time to find your next Chevy truck. It's time to forge ahead with Chevy Silverado. It's time to take on new challenges. And it's time to take it to the next level. It's the perfect time to do more in your next Chevy truck. See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back again, friends. Yes, here we are in Round Rock at the end of two. There is no score here. Aviators coming up in the top of the third with the top of the order. Max Schumann to begin, then Luis Barrera and Christian Pache after that. And Schumann swings at the first pitch and fouls it back at a play, strike one. Max struck out, opening up the ball game. Again, they're trying him in the leadoff slot. See how things work out. And the pitch misses for ball one. It's 1-1. Riggins, the left-hander, deals the 1-1. Changeup down and away, ball two. Two balls and a strike. There's a little batting ball towards second, charge by Arias. Arias gloves and throws and gets his man. Nice play by Diazbel Arias. One out. Riggins grabs the rosin bag and spikes it. Schumann out on the 4-3 ground ball. One out for Luis Barrera, who grounded out to second his first time up. Here's the wind and the pitch on the way. Luis looks at a fast strike, and it's nothing and one. Luis spent a chunk of the season up in the big leagues at Oakland, of course. He's had a couple of walk-off home runs for Las Vegas. Curveball grounded foul to the first base dugout. And Luis up there with an 0-2 count now. One out, nobody on. Christian Pache on deck. Riggins winds and works. Curveball grounded to second. Arias picks up this little roller and throws out Barrera. So, two quick outs here. Second baseman Diazbel Arias has been pretty busy. He's registered three assists and a putout. We're only in the third inning now. Here's Pache. Pache reached on an error. He had a ground ball to the third baseman Ibanez, who made an accurate throw to first baseman Sale, but Sale mishandled a throw and went off his glove, and he was charged with the error. Here's the windup and the pitch to Pache. Up and away, ball one. It's 1-0. Changeup. And a 1-0. Pache swings and misses. So two straight changeups. It's one thing these two starters have in common. Cole Riggins and Las Vegas starter Adrian Martinez. Very good changeups, each of them. 1-1 on Pache. No score, top of the third. Riggins kicks the right leg and delivers. Fastball down and in, ball two. So two changeups and a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Two balls and a strike to count. On Pache, Shea Langeliers is on deck. Pitch is high. 3-1. Riggins has been like night and day. Way better at home than on the road. At home, his ERA is 2.87. On the road, same number of innings, 5.74. Basically double. Pitch foul back. Fastball. So it's 3-2 now. Opposing hitters are only hitting 2.22 against him here at home. On the road, they're hitting 2.76 against him. Again, big, big gap there. Langeliers waits on deck. The 3-2 to Pache. Changeup. Roll foul. This is, again, that common denominator between these two pitchers. They will throw the changeup at any time in the count. Riggins will, and Adrian Martinez certainly will. Here's the 3-2. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. Well, that's the thing. When you can throw that changeup any time, the hitter might be thinking you're going to throw another changeup, and he threw a fastball right by him. Pache late. He was guarding against the off-speed pitch, and the fastball got him. Four strikeouts for Riggins. Las Vegas goes out in order in the third at the end of 2.5 innings of play. Las Vegas and Round Rock are scoreless.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. As expected, our housing market is shifting. With inventory increasing and interest rates rising, our market will stabilize at best. If you're planning on selling your home, I will plan on sooner than later. We have sold over 6,000 homes in the past 27 years and have the number one real estate brand,
the real estate guy,
giving all our sellers a cash advance and doing all repairs to get you top dollar. And for all buyers, our lenders will beat any interest rate from any other mortgage company, giving you, the buyer, a lower payment along with saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So call the real estate guy today to sell it fast and get the most cash. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. eXp Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hello, friends. Bottom of the third inning, no score. Las Vegas and the Round Rock Express. Adrian Martinez back to work. 9-1-2 coming up for Round Rock, starting with Matt Watley. And the pitch hits the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. Fastball at 91. Watley, right-handed hitter. Catcher. One of several catchers in the Round Rock roster. Did not play in last night's opener. Right-handed batter hits a ground ball to short. Easy chance for Drew Jackson. Three hops. He gobbles it up. Throws a chest-high strike over to Davidson. One out. And the batter is Bubba Thompson. Watley hitting 200 prior to that at bat. Thompson. Again, the base dealer deluxe. Coming up now. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the third, no score. Bubba Thompson out of McGill Thulin Catholic High School in Mobile, Alabama. Here's the pitch. Swing at an off-speed pitch, a changeup and fouled off. Strike one. 0-1. Last year at AA, in only 104 games, Thompson stole 25 bases, was caught 8 times. But through the course of his career, just tremendous credentials. But nothing like this year, 44 out of 46. Fastball up and away, 1-1. Thompson chose to commit to Auburn before his senior year, which was 2017 at high school. But in late November of 2016, the pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball, 1-2. He decommitted from Auburn, saying he wanted to be a two-sport college athlete. Pitch bounces away. That was a changeup. Two balls and two strikes on Bubba Thompson. Adrian Martinez back with the next one. Fastball way outside, and it's now 3-2. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the third. No score. Thompson waiting. Martinez stares in at Langoliers. Set with an important 3-2 pitch. Here it is. Changeup. Dribbled in front of the plate. That's a very tough play. Picked up by Martinez, who throws too late. Did you just have zero margin for error when Bubba Thompson hits the ball on the ground? You can't be anything less than perfect. And even if you're perfect, you still might not get him out. I mean, that's a little dribbler. Nine guys out of 10 are out by more than one step on a ball hit like that, but Thompson was safe. Martinez did what he could, but Thompson just too quick. That's the second hit for Round Rock. Pitch, fastball, foul back. One strike to count. Out of a stretch is Adrian Martinez. He's set. Thompson about a four-step lead, draws a throw in the dirt dug out by Davidson. Thompson back in there. Martinez up now, Triple-A debut. We do mention his numbers at Frisco, the Double-A team for the Texas Rangers in the Texas League. Got the bright blue batting glove standing in. Martinez walked and stole second his first time around. Third baseman Smith in tight, and the fastball is swung on and missed. One ball and two strikes on J.P. Martinez. Langoliers flashing a sign. Martinez bending at the waist, right arm wagging up and back. Now the 0-2 pitch. Fastball is high. Tried to get him to chase one around the letters at 92. One ball and two strikes on J.P. Martinez. Again, Martinez stares in at Langoliers. Thompson leads off first. No score, bottom of the third. Fastball down and in at 92. 2-2 to count. Wind swirling here. Martinez taking his time. Long check of Langoliers. Still looking. Thompson, a big lead. There he goes. Changeup, swung on and missed. Strike three. And Thompson steals second. And Langoliers, I'm sure, didn't even think about making a throw. So for Las Vegas, the good news is they struck out Martinez for the second out of the inning. The bad news is Thompson steals second, and it's no ordinary stolen base. He has now stolen more bases. That's a new record for the Round Rock Express as a franchise. 45 steals and 47 tries. Amazing. Fastball, ball one. So even though he plays for the team that Las Vegas is playing tonight, congratulations are certainly in order for Bubba Thompson. That is a tremendous accomplishment, and we're only 90 games into the season. That's what makes a great accomplishment, really a remarkable one. Pitch fouled off to the right, 1-1 on Andy Ibañez, who flied out to right his first time up. The old record, well, he was at 44, now he's 45. He was tied with Esteban Germán, who stole 44 bases in 2011. He needs 11 to get the all-time franchise record of 2004. Willie Taveras stole 55, but if he stays with Round Rock for any length of time, he should get that easily. Ground ball to short, two hops for Jackson. He zeroes in on Davidson and throws out Ibañez. And Martinez, despite the infield hit and the stolen base, is out of the inning. No runs in the Round Rock third. One hit, no errors, one left. At the end of three in Round Rock, there is no score.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
At Findlay Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell you a car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back. Fourth inning, no score. Las Vegas looking to get even here as they dropped the opener last night, 8-5. Cole Reagans delivers big curveball, swung on and missed by Shea Langeliers, who flied out to center. First ball swinging to end the Las Vegas first inning. Through three, Reagans has allowed one hit, walk one, struck out four. Look good. High foul outside first. Here comes Sale. Sale is at the warning track, and he backpedals to make the catch. I think the wind helped Sale that time. The breeze is blowing out to left, and a ball might ordinarily go out of play, but the wind was pushing it back toward the field of play. So Langeliers, who... As I said yesterday, represented well in the All-Star Futures game with a home run, throwing a man out trying to steal third at Dodger Stadium and earning MVP honors. One out. Five in a row set down by Reagan since he walked Kevin Smith in the second. The batter, Matt Davidson, who has the only hit so far. He takes a pitch for ball one, 1-0. Matty, single to center in the second inning. Bench Fernandez on deck. Reagan's winds and works, and here he comes with a 1-0. Davidson swings at that 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Fouls it back. One ball and one strike now. Reagan's under the windup again, and the 1-1 pitch. Davidson takes a fastball under the elbows at 92. Ball two. Two balls and a strike on Matt Davidson with Vince Fernandez waiting in the wings on deck. Round Rock having a much better year than last year. They're in third place, actually tied for third. There's a fly ball to shallow left. Here comes Martinez. He goes into a dive, and he makes a fine catch. J.P. Martinez, in his AAA debut, came in on a what Red Barber would call a dying quail. In his shallow left, he came racing in and went into a dive and made a nice catch. And then hit the turf. Two outs. Davidson now one for two. Here's Vince Fernandez. He was robbed of a hit. He had a flare in a shallow right center in the second inning. And second baseman Diaz-Bel Arias made an excellent play. Pitch outside, ball one. Arias, with his back to home plate, ran out into shallow right center, made a fine over-the-shoulder grab to take a hit away from Fernandez. Vince, nevertheless, at 284 with a dozen homers, 39 batted in. Swings and misses at a breaking ball, 1-1. No score, top of the fourth. These two starters, Cole Reagans of Round Rock, Adrian Martinez of the Aviators, dueling through the early innings here. Here's the 1-1 now. And Fernandez misses that 88-mile-an-hour pitch. Ball and two strikes. Shadows have covered the left side of the infield and parts of shallow left field, but from left center to the right field corner, still a lot of sunshine. The 1-2 bounces, and it's knocked down by Watley, the catcher. Ball two, 2-2. Cole Reagans. Tell you one thing. No one knows what the future holds for Cole Reagans, of course, but the makings of a great story. Two Tommy John surgeries. Holy Moses. Here's the 2-2 now. Fernandez fouls it back. Fastball at 92. Still 2-2. Billy McKinney waits on deck. Not a wind, the 2-2 on the way. Curveball in the dirt, ball three. Overhand hook, 74 miles an hour. 3-2 to count. Now to wind the payoff to Fernandez. Lefty on lefty, and he takes one down and away. Ball four. Two-out walk extends the inning. That's the second walk for Reagans. And it brings up Billy McKinney now. McKinney, of course, first-round pick of Oakland back in 2013, traded to the Cubs in 2014, and to the Yankees in 2016. 27-year-old from Dallas. He'll be 28 next month. Made his big league debut with the Yankees in 2018. Traded to Toronto. Was with them through 2020. Played for the Brewers, the Mets, and the Dodgers all last year. Grumble back up the middle. Grab behind the bag by Doro. He fires on the first to get McKinney. And Billy struck out his first time up, and he's out on a 6-3 ground ball. Nice play by Doro. Sharply hit ball back up the middle. Las Vegas has finished in their half of the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left, and they head to the bottom of the fourth inning in Round Rock. There is no score.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together, we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Hey, we're back again. Bottom of the fourth inning. Russ Langer here at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas, everybody. No score. Aviators took sole possession of first place in the Pacific Coast League West on May 29th, and they'd been there for well over a month, almost 2 months. And now, as of yesterday, they're in second place, half a game back of Reno. Here's Steele Walker, the pitch. Fastball swung on a missed strike one. Walker, left-handed hitting right fielder, batting in the cleanup spot, flied out to center his first time up. Sam Huff to follow, then Josh Sale in the bottom of the fourth. Nobody on base and nobody out. Pitch is inside. Fastball at 93, 1-1. Adrian Misael Martinez out of Mexicali, Baja California, Mexico. Bounding ball fouled outside first. Went for the changeup. It was out in front, 82 miles an hour. One ball and two strikes. I mentioned that Cole Reagans had two Tommy John surgeries. Adrian Martinez missed the 2016 season after undergoing Tommy John surgery also. Fastball high. 2-2 to count. Martinez looks over the signs of Langoliers. Huff waiting on deck in the 2-2 now. Changeup driven toward left center. Barrera comes over from left and picks it off. One out for Sam Huff. All right, Big Sam coming up now. Huff took a call third strike, opening up the second inning. And he looks at a changeup that floats in there for a strike at 81 miles an hour. 0-1. Base is empty, one out, bottom of the fourth. Josh Sale, left-handed hitter on deck. Outfield deep. And the fastball's a little under the knees. 1-1. Center fielder Pache shifted toward right center. McKinney is the only outfielder who's not deep, partially because of the wind straight away and right and not very deep at all. Barrera straight away and deep in left. Changeup. That's a good pitch in there for a strike. 1-2. The Dell Diamond. Place opened in the year 2000. At the time, it was a double-A affiliate. Here's the 1-2. Lined in a right field. That's a base hit on one hop in front of McKinney. So Huff flares one in the right. That's the third hit off Martinez. And the batter, Josh Sale. Sale popped out the third baseman, Kevin Smith, his first time up. Really a nice place. Dell Diamond built on 85 acres of former farmland on the east side of Round Rock, Texas. Rapidly growing suburb, northeast of Austin. Pitch foul back, strike one, 0-1. And like a lot of ballparks, Dell Diamond has hosted a lot of college games, various schools. And other sports have been played here, too. There's a bunt up the third base side, foul. Sale trying to bunt that 93-mile-an-hour fastball to mess up the shift, but he rolled it fouled outside third. 0-2. One out, nobody on. Fourth inning, Huff at first with one out. Adrian Martinez dueling it out now toward the middle innings with Round Rock left-hander Cole Reagans. Over the years, a lot of memorable moments. Back in 07, the Nashville Sounds were here, and Manny Parra, pitching for Nashville, threw a perfect game. Here is the 0-2 stretch in the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. A chest-high fastball at 94. He set him up well for that pitch with that changeup. That's the third strikeout for Martinez. Two outs with Huff at first, and here's Arias, who pulled one inside the left field foul line for a double into the corner in the second inning. They had rugby here. They've had monster truck events here. Here's the pitch. Changeup. Strike on the outside corner. Good pitch. 0-1. But really, really nice ballpark in a nice part of town. A lot of nice folks here, too. Fastball foul back. 0-2 is the count. Martinez has a new ball from the plate umpire, Reed Basner. We'll have the Hash House to Go scoreboard for you in a little bit. Update you in the big league and the PCL scores. We'll also give you the Ted Weins trivia question tonight in a little while. Huff, a short leadoff first, held on by Davidson. And the 0-2 pitch. Fastball up and away at 93. 1-2 on Arias. Arias, again, 1-for-1 with a double. Has made some nice plays in the field. Martinez, right arm dangling, looking in, has Langelier sign, stretches and delivers. Ground ball to short, to his left is Jackson. He scoops and shovels it to Schumann for the force out on Sam Huff. That is a 6-4 fielder's choice to put the lid on the Round Rock fourth inning. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left. After four, Las Vegas and Round Rock are scoreless.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Back to the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas. Breeze blowing out to left. A pleasant night otherwise. Yeah, it's warm, it's sticky, but that's what you get around these parts this time of the year. Nice pitcher's duel into the fifth inning. 0-0. One hit for Las Vegas, three for Round Rock. Kevin Smith leads off against Reagans, and the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Off-speed pitch at 83. Smith walked on a 3-2 pitch in the second. Reagans threw four, has walked two, struck out four. Give up one hit. The single by Matt Davidson leading off the second. And Smith swings and misses at the breaking ball. 0-2. Drew Jackson's on deck. Then leadoff man Max Schumann after that. We'll get the Hash House of Go-Go scores for you in just a second now. And a pitch. Smith waves at a breaking ball and down he goes. Ball picked up off the ground by the catcher Watley, who steps into foul territory. Fires a strike down to Josh Sale at first to complete the strikeout, which goes 2-3. Three pitches. It strikes out Smith. That's five strikeouts for Reagans. With one out, Drew Jackson, who looked at a call third strike, coming up now. Sacramento playing at Oklahoma City. Just underway. No score top of the first. They've got runners at second and third with nobody out to start things off. Tacoma's at Salt Lake. That game has not started yet from Cheney Stadium. Actually, that's in Salt Lake. Beg your pardon. That's at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake. Here's Drew Jackson. He squares to bunt, takes a pitch up and away. Changeup, ball one, 1-0. Albuquerque hosting Sugar Land. That'll start a little later on. Same story, El Paso at Reno. Again, Reno and now in first place for the first time since late May. They are half a game ahead of the Aviators. Changeup, swing and a miss. 1-1 on Drew Jackson. On deck, Max Schumann. The wind by Reagans and the 1-1 now. Fastball inside near the belt buckle. Two balls and a strike. 90-mile-an-hour pitch. Get some major league updates for you also. And the pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. 2-2 is the count. Here's the pitch. Curveball. Just missed somewhere. That was close. Reagan staring in, thought he had a strike. Ball barely missed a strike zone. So the count goes full. One out, nobody on. Fifth inning, no score. The wind and the payoff to Drew Jackson. He swings and misses at a fastball. Strike three. But Reagan's really doing a good job of mixing things up. Six strikeouts for Reagan. Two outs, both on strikeouts in the Las Vegas fifth, and the leadoff man Max Schumann coming up now. Schumann from Michigan. All right. White Sox and Cleveland. They're playing a doubleheader to make up for a postponement from back in May. Cleveland won the makeup game 7-4. Broken back ground ball to the hole. It's short, picked up by Doro, who throws to first to get Schumann. The bat shattered, and the barrel ended up on the grass between third base and the mound, picked up by Ibanez. Give me more scores a little later on. But, boy, Reagan's striking people out, breaking bats, you name it. And the Aviators have been blank through five as they go out in order. Half a ball game down, half a ball game to go. At the end of four and a half in Round Rock, there is no score.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at ais-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the fifth, no score here in Round Rock. Remember, the Aviators lost 4 out of 6 at home to Salt Lake before the All-Star break, and the single biggest reason why they lost those 4 in a row, very rare for them to win, to lose 4 in a row anywhere, but especially at home, their offense was lacking until that last game, and they won 6-1. Line drive toward left center, racing over and playing it on a bounce is Barrera, who picks it up and fires it back in. Ryan Doro, who grounded out to Max Schumann, the second baseman behind the bag at second, that time hit a line drive toward left center. It looked for a moment like Barrera might try to dive and catch the ball. But then the ball short hopped him. He knocked it down. Was fortunate the ball didn't go by him. The ball goes by him. That's two bases. So Barrera knocking the ball down, and Doro has a single. Opening up the fifth. The pitch is a strike. Fastball in the outside corner at 92 miles an hour to the catcher, Matt Watley. It's 0-1. 4 hits now for Round Rock. The Aviators have just 1 hit. No score, bottom of the fifth inning. Watley grounded out to short his first time up. And he looks at another strike. Changeup at 79. 0-2. Watley, 5'9", 200-pounder. 26 years old from Claremore, Oklahoma. Double-A Frisco last year. Sam Huff did the catching last night for Round Rock. He's DHing in this game. No score, bottom of the fifth. Throw to first base softly. And Doro dives back in. Doro does not have a steal. He is 0-for-1 in the stolen base department. About two and a half steps off the bag. Fastball swung on and tipped in the Langoliers mitt, strike 3. 4 strikeouts for Martinez. 1 on, 1 out for Bubba Thompson, who has struck out and then had an infield hit, a dribbler between home plate and the mound, and his speed got him that hit. Then he stole second. Anyway, Cleveland beat the White Sox 7-4 in the makeup game as we check the Hash House Go-Go scoreboard in the big leagues. And the regularly scheduled game, bottom of the third, White Sox 1, Cleveland nothing. 8th inning, Cubs and Phillies tied at 1. 7th inning, Minnesota 2, Detroit 1. Throw to first, and again, Doro back in. In Cincinnati, they're in the top of the fifth. The Cardinals lead the Reds 5-2. 4th inning, Marlins and Pirates, no score in Pittsburgh. Bottom of the third in Baltimore, Yankees 2, Orioles nothing behind Garrett Cole. More scores coming up. A stretch by Martinez, third baseman Smith by the dirt cutout, and the pitch is taken high. Ball one, changeup at 80 miles an hour. In New York at Citi Field, bottom of the fourth, no score, Mets and Padres. Word has it. Just a moment now with one and out. The 1-0, fastball outside, 2-0. Fourth inning, Kansas City 3, Tampa nothing. That game being played in Kansas City. 2-0. Double play is in order, but Thompson's a tough man to double up. He's got to hit the ball hard right at somebody. There's a changeup, swung on and missed. 2 balls and a strike. On Bubba Thompson, J.P. Martinez is on deck. And the next one's foul back. A fastball at 93. So the count balances at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bottom of the fourth in Milwaukee. The Rockies lead the Brewers 1-0. Top of the fourth at Dodger Stadium. L.A. 2, the Giants 0 behind Julio Urias. Bottom of the third, Atlanta 2, the Angels 0. Bottom of the first in Phoenix, no score. Washington and the Diamondbacks. Texas at Oakland later. Change up, swung on and missed, strike 3. Boy, that is some kind of pitch. I mean, Martinez, that is a major league caliber changeup, no question. He was behind 2-0, threw the changeup, threw a fastball, and then he came back with a changeup and got Thompson. 5 strikeouts for Martinez. 2 outs, Doro at first. Here's J.P. Martinez, who has walked and stolen a base, and he's also struck out. Houston beat Seattle 3-1. Justin Verlander's 13th win, 13-3. Toronto beat the Red Sox 4-1. Throw to first by Langoliers as the pitch was a strike to Martinez. And Doro gets back in there under the tag of Matt Davidson. Fifth inning, no score. Third baseman Smith near the edge of the grass. And Martinez looks at a fastball a little inside. Ball 2. Check it. It's 1-1. The scoreboard has a 2-0 now. They've corrected it. 1-1 to count on J.P. Martinez. High fly ball to right field, shallow. McKinney with the shades on now makes the catch. He went toward the line, then moved a little toward right center. That fly out to right concludes the Round Rock fifth inning as this pitcher's duel continues for the Express. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 left. They've left 1 man on base in each of the first 5. We go to the sixth inning, still 0-0.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back again, friends. All right, we go to the sixth inning, 0-0. Yeah, you heard that right. Here's Luis Barrera. He takes a fastball inside, ball 1-1-0. Luis has kept second baseman Diaz-Bel Arias busy with 2 ground balls to second. He's batting second in this game. Christian Pache next and Shea Langeliers, 2-3-4 in the order. Luis at 287 with 5 home runs. He hits a ball foul outside first off speed pitch. He got good wood on it, but he pulled it foul. 1-1 on Luis Barrera from the Dominican Republic. The only hit so far through 5 innings for Las Vegas, Matt Davidson's clean single to center leading off the second inning. Reagans and Martinez in a nice duel. Fastball strike on the outside corner at 92. Good pitch. 1-2 on Barrera. Big league standings entering tonight. In the AL East, Yankees lead Tampa by 12, Toronto by 13, Boston by 17, Baltimore by 18. There's a ball hit fair. Inside third pass, the diving Ibanez toward the corner. Martinez over to chase it. Barrera hustles into second base with a stand-up double, and the Aviators have just their second hit of the game. The thing about Barrera, he can spray the ball all over the place. It's just the second time in the game the Aviators have had anybody pass first base. And the batter, Christian Pache. Ground ball to second, and for some reason, Barrera didn't run. So the second baseman, Arias, throws out Pache. I don't know why Barrera didn't run on that ball. But he elected to stay put. He's using his right hand to tap himself on the side of the helmet. I don't know if he is upset with himself for not going or what, but ball hit to the right side. If you're at second base with nobody out, you're generally going to go. I mean, Barrera runs well, but for whatever reason, he chose not to go. So now with Barrera at second and one out, Pache now 0 for 3. Here's Langeliers. Fly to center and fouled out to first. No score, top of the sixth. Riggins delivers. Fastball, swing and a miss. Tailing fastball at 91. Good-looking pitch. Strike one, it's 0-1. Ron Rock, third in the league with a 273 average. They're fourth in run scored with 862. Langeliers fouls the ball back. Off-speed pitch. 0-2 is the count. The Aviators are the 271 team average. But they've only scored 522 runs. That's better than only four teams. Ron Rock, third in pitching. Team ERA 502. Salt Lake leads the league in pitching. The Aviators are eighth with a 5.67 team ERA. Pitch in the dirt. Ball kicks to the left of the plate. Watley hustles over to get it, so Barrera holds at second. It's 1-2 on Shea Langeliers. Barrera opened the inning with his ninth double of the year. He's at second base. 1-2 on Langeliers. Matt Davidson on deck. Riggins rotates the ball behind his back, bending at the waist, checking Watley signs. Left-hander straightens up, a backward glance at Barrera. The 1-2 to Langeliers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Pitch was high and outside, but Shea went after it. Seven strikeouts for Riggins. Two outs. Here's Davidson, who has singled and flat out to left and a good diving catch on a sinking fly ball by left fielder J.P. Martinez. Anyway, continuing with the standings in the AL Central. Good race. Twins lead Cleveland by a game, and Cleveland's won five in a row entering today. White Sox are four back. Then you fall back to Detroit, 12 back. Kansas City, 13 and a half. Houston leads the West by 12 over Seattle. Pitch fouled off to the right. Strike one on Davidson on a fastball. Texas, 19 and a half out. Angels, 23 out. Oakland, 29 and a half out. National League, the Mets lead the Braves by a game and a half in the East. Phillies, 8.5 back. Miami, 13 and a half. Washington, 27 and a half. Here's the 0-1 to Davidson. Matty fouls that fastball back out of play. 92 miles an hour, 0-2. In the Central, the Brewers lead St. Louis by a game and a half, and it's a two-horse race right now because you fall back to Pittsburgh, 12 back, Cubs, 14 and a half, Reds, 15. In the West, the Dodgers lead San Diego. The Dodgers have won six in a row now. They lead San Diego by 10 and a half, Giants by 14 and a half, Rockies by 20. Fastball high, 1-2, and then the Diamondbacks, 21 and a half out. One and two on Matt Davidson. No score here. Top of the sixth. Barrera opened the inning up with a double. He's still at second with two outs. Reagan's 1-2 pitch. Curveball down and in. Ball two. 2-2. Again, the three division leaders in the American League are the Yankees, Houston, and Minnesota. The wild card leaders now are Tampa and Toronto, with Seattle very close. And Cleveland also close. National League division leaders, Dodgers, Mets, and Milwaukee at this moment. Wild card teams would be Atlanta and San Diego. The Phillies are right there. Here is the 2-2 to Matt Davidson. Reagan's going to wait because Davidson requested time, and it was granted by the plate ump Reed Basner. Matt backs out, took his helmet off, mopped his brow, taps both of his shoes with his bat, and steps back in. 2-2. Outfield deep, and they play Davidson to pull. Breeze blowing out to left. The stretch, the 2-2. Davidson takes it in the dirt. Change up at 82, and the count is 3-2 now. Cardinals are very close in the wild card, and the Giants aren't far back either. So, be an interesting ride from here on out. Barrera at second, two down, top of the sixth, 0-0 tie. Catcher Matt Whatley out there to speak to Reagans, and the second baseman Arias in there to join the conversation just briefly. Express with their snow-white home uniforms. Aviators with their gray road uniforms. 3-2 on the veteran Matt Davidson. Well, now that we're deep into the ballgame, a lot more fans here than there were when things started. 3-2 stretch. Riggins throws. Fastball foul back. Fastball at 93. And it's still 3-2 on Matt Davidson. Diamondbacks, White Sox. He was in this league with Oklahoma City last year. Had a big league, big year for them. And now in the Oakland system. Here's the 3-2. Riggins comes home. There's that off-speed pitch. Fouled off. Davidson swung a little early. Got a little bit of it off the end of the bat. Again, he pulls his helmet off and mops his brow again. It's that kind of night. It's a little breezy, but it is hot, sticky, humid. You betcha. 3-2. Riggins bends at the waist. Whatley flashes a sign. Barrera off second base. Two outs. Top of the sixth. No score. Here's the stretch. Another 3-2. Fastball foul back again. I don't think that pitch was a strike. Looked to be significantly above the belt, but too close for Davidson to take with a full count. With Vince Fernandez waiting on deck. 3-2. Barrera set to go on anything with two down. Third baseman Abanya shading toward the line. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike three called. Well, that's some fancy pitching by Reagans. His eighth strikeout ends the Las Vegas sixth. For Las Vegas, no runs, one hit, no errors. One left as Barrera opened the inning with a double and never advanced. And at the end of 5.5 innings of play at the Dell Diamond, there is no score.
This summer is the perfect time to hit the open road in a new Chevy. With its impressive towing capability, Chevy Silverado is open to taking the boat out and making some waves. With its off-road capabilities, Chevy Trailblazer is open to new points of view. Wow. And with its many safety features, Chevy Equinox is open to added confidence on your weekend getaways. See how a new Chevy can help you go a little farther this summer. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
All right, welcome back. Bottom of the sixth, the 0-0 tie. Round Rock won the opener last night, 8-5. Whole different type of ball game here. Great pitches duel between left-hander Cole Reagans of Round Rock and Las Vegas righty Adrian Martinez. Here's Ibanez. He hits a line drive to left field. That ball's carrying. It hits the grass and bounces up against the wall. Barrera has it. Will get it back in. And at second base with a stand-up double on the first pitch of the bottom of the sixth inning is Andy Ibanez. So Barrera opened up the sixth with a double for Las Vegas, but was stranded. Now Ibanez doubles here. And a chance now for Round Rock. For Andy Ibanez, who came in hitting 257. That's his eighth double of the year. Here's Steele Walker. Fly to center and flat out to left. Walker hitting 267. 7 homers and 20 batted in. Left-handed batter with his cherry red batting gloves. The pitch. Fastball foul back. Strike one, 0-1. Bottom of the sixth, no score. Sam Huff on deck. Infield a double play depth, although most of the balls hit off Martinez have been hit in the air. It's been a few ground balls, but a lot of strikeouts and a lot of balls hit in the air. So we'll see what happens here with the 0-1 now. Fastball inside. 1-1. Ted Wien's trivia. This question courtesy of one of our listeners who sent it in. In what year were batting helmets made mandatory for all new Major League players? What year? See if you can guess that. Here's the 1-1 now. Fastball inside, ball two. 2-1. I'm not talking about the first year batting helmets were used. It's the first year batting helmets were mandatory for all new big league players. They were first used going back as far as the early 40s. But this was significantly after that when they were mandatory. Here's the 2-1 on the way from Martinez. Changeup. Ground ball in the right field. That's a base hit. Ibanez being sent in. He'll score. Ball picked up by McKinney, who fires it into second base. And it's a 1-0 lead for Round Rock in the bottom of the sixth inning. That is the first run that the Round Rock Express have scored not only tonight, but it's the first run they've scored against Adrian Martinez, period. We've talked about the games Adrian Martinez has pitched. The very best game he pitched was in Las Vegas at Las Vegas Ballpark against Round Rock, June 8th, 7 shutout innings. So he had gone 12 shutout innings in a row against Round Rock. Until now, pitches ball one to Huff. So Walker singles on the ground. There's a changeup, and he pulled it on the ground between Schumann and Davidson to score Ibanez. 6 hits for Round Rock. Pitch is below the knees. Ball two, 2-0 on Sam Huff, who has struck out and single to right field. Martinez came back after about 3 weeks in Oakland. First game back was at Las Vegas Ballpark. A week ago today against Salt Lake. Here's the pitch. Changeup. Strike on the outside. Good pitch. 2-1. And he absorbed the loss in that game. The Aviators were shut out. Martinez went 5 innings, allowed 5 earned runs on 5 hits. Huff with a 2-1 count. Infield looking for 2. Walker off first, maybe 2.5 steps off the bag, that's all. Fastball, swung on and missed, 2-2. Looked like Huff might have been taking a shot at right field with that swing. 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Martinez set, the runner goes. Huff swings and fouls it off. Right by the on-deck man, Josh Sale. So Walker went on a 2-2 changeup. And Huff fouled it away. Well, finally, in the sixth inning, the Express have broken the ice, and now Martinez trying to mitigate the damage and keep it a one-run game. From the belt, Martinez throws to first base and diving back into the right hand is Walker. Martinez reads Langoliers. Walker off first. There's a ground ball to short, picked up by Jackson. He goes to second for one, on to first, double play. The Aviators turn their first double play of this series. Good play by Drew Jackson. He went to his right to get that ball. Ball was not that well hit. But Huff, remember, is a catcher. Doesn't run that well. Even though the ball was slowly hit, they had time to turn two. Drew Jackson to Max Schumann to Matt Davidson. 6-4-3, two outs. So here's Sale, who's 0-for-2. Popped to third and struck out. Action in the Round Rock bullpen now. 21 Tyson Miller, a righty, is up. Pitches inside, ball one, 1-0. The Round Rock bullpen is visible from here. Left center field cannot see the Las Vegas bullpen from here. The visitor bullpen is beyond our sight up here. 1-0 on Sale. And that pitch inside under the elbows. 2-0 on Josh Sale. Fastball at 93. Base is empty, two down. And a big left-handed hitter shift is on for Sale. Second baseman Schumann several steps back on the grass in right field. There's a fly ball to right. McKinney moves in and flags it near his right shoulder. That's the inning. But Round Rock finally scratches for the first run of the game for either side. A run on two hits, no errors. And thanks to the double play, nobody left. At the end of six, the score. Round Rock won, the Aviators nothing.
So, Chuck, there are so many loan companies out there. How do you pick the right one?
That's easy. What we tell everyone to do is call around first, then come to Dollar Loan Center. Try this. Call any short-term or payday lender. Tell them you want to borrow $500 for 1 week and ask them the total amount you will owe after that week. It's a real simple, straightforward question, and then you can do the math from there.
Well, how much does that cost at Dollar Loan Center?
$19.25. Really, less than $20 in interest to borrow $500 for a week. It's only $2.75 a day with no other fees to borrow $500 at the DLC.
Wow, I'm speechless. And there's no way any of our competitors cost less. That was Chuck, founder of DLC, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes at over 50 locations. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
By the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Picture another world, another dimension, where left is right, up is down, and chicken sandwiches only cost $1. This place exists, and it's called the Carl's Jr. app. So when you buy one hand-breaded chicken sandwich, you get another for just $1.
Cluckbait!
It's time to fall for some cluckbait. Bite into the hand-breaded chicken menu only at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy.
Available for a limited time at participating restaurants exclusively in the Carl's Jr. app or website by registered My Rewards members. Tax not included. See app or website for additional terms and conditions.
Welcome back. All right, Kay, we're going to the seventh inning, 1-0, Round Rock. Round Rock has beaten the Aviators 6 out of 10 this year, including last night's first game of this three-game series, 8-5. But here, they lead 1-0. Great pitcher's duel between lefty Cole Reagans and righty Adrian Martinez of the Aviators, but Reagans leading 1-0, and he'll be pulled from the game now. He does have a chance to win the game. He went 6 innings. He was great. No runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, struck out 8. And righty Tyson Miller, number 21, will come in now. Miller did not play in last night's opener. Miller is going to be 27 in less than a week. Born in Fairfield, California. Lives in Scottsdale now. 6'4", 225. And the parent Texas Rangers claimed him off waivers from the Cubs in June of last year. Originally, the Cubs grabbed him in the fourth round of the 2016 draft at a California Baptist. Okay, Vince Fernandez swings and misses strike one. 0-1 are underway now in the seventh inning. 1-0 Round Rock. Miller rocks and deals. Fernandez swings and foul tips that fastball into the mitt of the catcher Huff. And it's quickly 2 strikes. Fernandez looped out to the second baseman Arias, made a nice over-the-shoulder catch, then walked. So he's 0-for-1 with a walk so far in this game, the 0-2. And that pitch cuts down and in at 93. 1-2 to count on Vince Fernandez batting sixth. Billy McKinney on deck, then Kevin Smith. The 1-2. Fernandez swings and misses at a slider. Pitch came down and in. Tough pitch. 1 out. Vince 0-for-2 with a walk, and the batter Billy McKinney now. Miller is in his 19th game. He's made 7 starts. This is the 12th time he's worked in relief. He is 2-5 with a 5.36 ERA. 15 and a third innings, 55 hits. 22 walks, 66 strikeouts. A lot of strikeouts. The problem for him, 10 home runs. He's averaging a home run every 5 innings. Here's McKinney. Fastball down the middle for a strike, 0-1. Billy has struck out and grounded out to short. Kevin Smith on deck. Seventh inning, 1-0 Round Rock. And the 0-1. Slider swung on and missed. 0-2. That's the same pitch that just got Vince Fernandez. The Aviators shut out twice in the Salt Lake series leading up to the All-Star break. They beat him 2-0 and 11-0 within a span of 3 days. Fastball a little low. 1-2. In the last four games of that series, the Aviators only scored 9 runs. There's the 1-2. McKinney pulls one foul toward the first base dugout. Ball ricochets back to the first baseman, Josh Sale. Since they set up shop at Las Vegas Ballpark in 2019, the Aviators have seldom had trouble scoring. As you got to figure, that park and this lineup, they're going to score their runs when it all gets sorted out. Here's the 1-2. Pitches outside. 2-2 on Billy McKinney. Tyson Miller on the mound. Aviators came here and lost 2 out of 3 in late June. Pitch foul away. 2-2. They won 6-1, then they lost 10-1 and 3-0. So the last two games of that series, they only scored 1 run. Reagan's out of there after 93 pitches over 6 innings. 2-2 on McKinney. Here's the wind by Miller in the pitch. Breaking ball popped up the third base side. Foul ground. Here comes the catcher, Watley, and Watley cannot hang on to it. Because of the shift, Andy Ibanez, the third baseman, it's normally the third baseman's ball, but because of the shift, he was all the way over to second. And then the wind on top of that was blowing the ball toward left field, toward foul ground. And so Watley, the catcher, really, I mean, you got to give the young man credit for his hustle. From behind the plate, he went all the way down to the third base coaching box. It would have been a great catch. He had a shot at it, but couldn't quite make that catch. Close to it. Good effort, and there'll be no error charge on that. That would have been a tremendous play. But McKinney has another chance here. The 2-2 now. Drive hit to right. Going back is Walker. Now he turns and makes the catch. Billy hit the ball hard, but about 5 feet in front of the track. Walker's able to catch the line drive. 2 outs. Batter Kevin Smith, who has walked and struck out in this game. 1-0 Round Rock in the 7th inning. The answer to our Ted Wayne's trivia question, what year were batting helmets made mandatory for all new big league players? The year was 1971. Mandatory for all new big league players. Veterans were allowed to keep the plastic insert beneath their caps. It was kind of grandfathered in. Pitch foul back. Strike one on Smith. Batting helmets were first known use back in 1941 by the Brooklyn Dodgers, who actually won the pennant that year. 2 Dodgers. Joe Medwick, known as Ducky Medwick, and Pee Wee Reese wore helmets. Here's the 0-1. Smith swings and misses. 0-2. They had suffered severe beanings, Reese and Medwick. So General Manager Larry McPhail made the entire team wear protective helmets. Pitch is just outside. Fastball, 95 miles an hour, 1-2. Of course, after the 07 season, Major League Baseball made it mandatory for coaches at first and third to wear helmets, beginning with the 2008 season. There's a dunker into shallow right that's going to fall for a base hit. 84-mile-an-hour slider. And Smith, a little flare into right. He gets that base hit with 2 outs to extend the inning for Drew Jackson. Jackson against the starter, Reagans, struck out looking and struck out swinging. 0-for-2. The original helmets from the early 40s were designed much like a regular baseball cap with protective plate inserts. Jackson swings and misses strike one. Sometimes the question comes up, why do big league batting helmets only cover one ear? Well, they want to protect that ear from oncoming fastballs. The uncovered ear is like that so that players can hear coaches shouting their instructions. Throw to first base as Kevin Smith gets back in. 1-0 Round Rock. We're in the seventh inning with two outs. The 0-1 to Drew Jackson. Miller stretches and delivers. Drew swings and misses at a fastball at 95, and it's 0-2. Of course, going back to the early days of the big leagues, catchers didn't even wear masks until 1877. They began to use padded fingerless gloves to protect their hands. And then the first protector's catcher's mask was used, 1877. The pitch, breaking ball, in there, strike three called. So Miller comes in and picks up where Carl Reagan's left off. No runs, one hit, no errors. They leave Kevin Smith. And at the end of six and a half, seventh inning stretch in Round Rock, the Express won, the Aviators nothing.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Chuck, I know it's super easy, but can you walk our listeners through the process of getting a signature loan at Dollar Loan Center?
You'll just need a couple things. Bring along your state-issued ID, recent pay stub, and a few pieces of mail to prove where you live. And if you're getting a loan online at don'tbebroke.com, you can scan and upload all your documents right to our members area.
Sounds easy. How long does the whole process take?
We print up the contract, walk you through it step by step, explain exactly what the costs are. We want to be sure you can really afford the loan. For a new customer, all this takes around 30 minutes, and you're out the door, cash in hand. Once you're in the system, it's even quicker.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, we're back. Bottom of the seventh inning. Russ Langer with you. One run, six hits, no errors for Round Rock. Las Vegas, no runs, three hits, and no errors. They're playing deep in the heart of Texas here. All right, Adrian Martinez, some tough luck for him. He went six very good innings. In fact, five shutout innings before they finally got a run off of him. But because the Aviators have not dented the scoreboard, Adrian goes out trailing 1-0. And Jake LeMoyne will come in to pitch the seventh inning. Martinez goes six, a very good outing. One run earned, six hits, a walk, six strikeouts. So in two starts against Round Rock, Martinez one earned run in 13 innings. But he's down 1-0. LeMoyne will face the bottom of the order. Arias, Doro, and Whatley, the catcher. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and in ball one, 1-0. LeMoyne is in his seventh game for Las Vegas. He's 2-0 with a save and a 3.52 ERA. Jake has been up and down between Las Vegas and Oakland. He's also missed a chunk of time. He was out for more than a month with an injury. Here's the 1-0. Arias takes it inside, 2-0. This is only the third time Jake has pitched since he came off the injured list. He went a scoreless inning in Oklahoma City. And when the Aviators came home, he had a third of an inning in against Salt Lake, but allowed two earned runs on two hits plus a walk. Pitch is high, 3-0. Fastball 92 to 94 for LeMoyne. Slider, his main pitch, has got a changeup also. Arias has doubled and hit into a force play. Ryan Doro waits on deck. Nobody on, nobody out, bottom of the seventh. The bearded LeMoyne, who is from Texas, here pitch. Strike, 3-1. So LeMoyne, given the task now of keeping it a one-run game, the 3-1 pitch. A line drive, base hit to right. Two hops for McKinney, who gets it back in. And Arias collects the seventh Round Rock hit. The third straight inning, they put the leadoff man on. And here's Doro, grounded out to second and single to left center. All right, here's Doral. Hitting 238. Couple of home runs, 22 batted in. Righty on righty. Scores to bunt. Takes a fastball high at 92. Ball one, 1-0. Jacob Allen Lemoyne. Bridge City High School in Bridge City, Texas. 21st round pick by the organization that's hooked up with the Round Rock Express, the Texas Rangers. But he did not sign with them. Pitch is a little outside. It's 2-0. He went to the University of Houston for 3 years, Lemoyne did, pitching for the Cougars. He was on the 2014 USA Baseball Collegiate National Team. Pitch misses, 3-0. Then, in 2015, the Rangers drafted him again in the fourth round, and he signed with them. And he pitched last year for this team, Round Rock. So he knows the terrain well. He had a good year, 7-4 with a 2.86 ERA. There's a strike, 3-1. Became a free agent, and Oakland signed him. Here he is, 3-1. Arias, a short lead at first. Seventh inning, 1-0, Round Rock. Lemoyne stretches the 3-1. Doro takes it a little outside, ball four. So a single and a walk. And now Whatley coming up, and we'll see if they want Whatley to bunt. He's the number nine hitter. He has grounded out and struck out in this game. He's only hitting 167. He's looking at his third base coach for instructions now. Time call. Pitching coach Steve Conley going out there to speak to Lemoyne because Jake, again, has not pitched much in the last month. He's thrown 10 pitches, only three of them in the strike zone. So everybody is clustered at the mound for the Aviators. Davidson, Schumann, Drew Jackson, Smith, Langoliers, Lemoyne, and Conley out there with his hands on his hips talking to the bearded Lemoyne. Lemoyne nods his head yes. Whatley, meanwhile, having a chat with his manager, Matt Hagen, third base coach, who we'll see. We'll see if the bunt is on. Conley back to the first base dugout. Arias, the runner at second, is about average speed. And the same could be said of Doro at first. First baseman Davidson way in on the grass. Third baseman Smith by the dirt cutout. So they're convinced that Whatley's bunting here. First and second, nobody out. The stretch by Lemoyne. He squares to bunt. Bunts it. Good bunt. Off the mound to pick it up is Lemoyne. He plants his feet and throws and just gets him. A very good bunt. And Whatley, who's a catcher, came within a step of beating that out for a hit. Because there was a force play at third, Kevin Smith had to stay close to the bag. So anything bunted to that side of the infield, that's the pitcher's responsibility unless the catcher can get to it. And that was Lemoyne's ball, and he made the play. But Whatley made it close with a good bunt and hustling up the line. A 1-3 sacrifice. Arias to third. Doro to second. Seventh inning, 1-0 Round Rock. The Aviators pull the infield in for Bubba Thompson, who has struck out, had an infield single and a stolen base, and struck out again. Lemoyne stretches. Second and third, one out. And he bunts it in the air toward third. Racing over and unable to get it is Kevin Smith. Ball was foul. Not a suicide squeeze because Arias was not running. More like a safety squeeze, which means a runner has to wait to see where the ball is bunted. Suicide squeeze, you're running on the pitch. And Thompson is very fortunate that that ball wasn't caught. Smith raced over, but the ball was simply out of his reach by a few feet. 0-1. Lemoyne delivers. And the fastball down low at 94. 1-1. Thompson at 300, a dozen home runs, 41 batted in. Outfield straight away. Pache in center is medium depth. Barrera in left. McKinney in right are shallow. Arias at third. Doro at second. Infield in. Davidson and Schumann on the right side. Jackson and Smith on the left side. One ball and one strike on Bubba Thompson. Well, LeMoyne was off the rubber, now back in. Thompson works the bat around. LeMoyne okays the sign of Langoliers. Second and third, infield in, one out the pitch. Chopper to short. Right there's Jackson. He looks the runner back, throws to first. Now the runner from second, Doro, is trapped. And now the runner from third, Arias, breaks for the plate. The throw goes to Langoliers, and now there are two runners at third. Langoliers runs it all the way back, and now he will flip it to Drew Jackson, who will run him back to first, and that brings Arias toward the plate, and the throw goes to LeMoyne, and finally, Kevin Smith tags out Diaz-Bell Arias. Did you get all that? The inning is over. That's one of the weirdest double plays you will ever see. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. I'll have the sequence for you when we come back, and at the end of seven, it's a 1-0 Round Rock lead.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Nothing unusual to finish up the seventh inning. Just your typical, average, ordinary, garden variety 6-3-2-4-6-3-5 double play. You got it. Drew Jackson to Matt Davidson to Shea Langoliers to Max Schumann. Back to Drew Jackson, back to Matt Davidson, and to Kevin Smith. You can watch a century's worth of baseball and not see that. 1-0 Round Rock to the seventh inning. And the new pitcher for Round Rock, the side-arming right-hander, number 13, I believe it's Steven Villenis. Tyson Miller won an inning, allowed no runs on a hit, no walks and two strikeouts. Pitch, swinging a high, fouled off to the right, strike one. Max Schumann leading off. He has struck out, grounded a second, and shattered his bat while grounding out to third. There's no number 13 on the Round Rock roster. Ground ball fouled outside first. 0-2 is the count. That is Chase Lee. Third pitcher for Round Rock, Chase Lee, 6 feet tall, 170. He'll be 24 next month. He's from Birmingham, Alabama. The count is 0-2. Schumann takes one a little outside. Fastball 87. Over in the eighth inning, it's 1-0 in favor of Round Rock. And that off-speed pitch missed outside. 2-2. Chase Lee. Sixth round pick by the Texas Rangers just a year ago. He barely has a year of pro experience. University of Alabama. Slider outside. 3-2. Now the 3-2 to Schumann. Outside, Schumann was behind two strikes, and he draws a walk. That's the tying run. And the batter is Luis Barrera. All right. Barrera looking at Fran Reardon to see if there's a play on. Luis is a good bunter. Tonight, he has grounded a second twice, and he's doubled inside third. 1-for-3. Aviators only have 3 hits. 1-0 Round Rock. In the 8th, third baseman Ibanez is on the grass thinking bunt. And the slider at Frisbee's in below the knees at 78 miles an hour. Ball one. It's 1-0. Lee is in his 10th game. But so far, he's found AAA rough going. Has an ERA of over 13. Throw to first base and diving back in with the right hand is Schumann. Lee's gone 8 innings. Allowed 17 hits. The league hitting .415 against him. Walking 5, striking at 11. 13.5 ERA. Barrera up with a 1-0 count. The stretch and the pitch. Slider, strike on the outside corner. Good backdoor pitch at 79 miles an hour. One ball to one strike. So Tyson Miller goes an inning, gives up no runs and a hit, no walks, 2 strikeouts. Starter Cole Reagans went 6 shutout innings. Reagans for 6, Miller for 1, now Lee. 1-0 Round Rock, 8th inning. The 1-1 to Barrera. Fastball is outside at 89. Ball 2, 2-1. Chase Lee, 6 feet tall, 170. Spent some time last year after the draft at AA Frisco. Schumann runs pretty well. He's off first base, held on by Sale. Fastball, chopper to second. Arias has it, throws to second for one. Back to first, not in time. Barrera's speed and hustle prevented a double play. That chopper hit to Arias. That ball almost ate Arias up, but he stayed with it even though he was caught between hops. Force play, fielder's choice goes 4-6. Schumann is out. One out for Pache. Pache reached in an error, struck out and grounded out, all against Reagans. One on, one out, 8th inning. It remains 1-0 Round Rock. Aviators trying to get going. And they're trying to create an opportunity against young Chase Lee, who's barely been at AAA for very much more than just a few weeks. Pitch throw to first base, and back in there is Barrera. Here's the stretch. Barrera bluffs, and Pache swings at a fastball, rolls it foul outside third. Strike one. 0-1 is the count. Round Rock opened the night in third place in the Eastern Division, 5 back of Oklahoma City. Las Vegas had spent more than a month and a half in first place, but when they lost last night and Reno won, they slipped to second place, half a game back of Reno. Reno playing El Paso as we speak. Pache takes a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Two strikes, the count. Barrera has stolen 2 bases, been caught once, in case you're wondering about that. Shea Langelier is on deck. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Slider, slow ground ball to second. Arias moves in, picks up his play, is to first, in time to get Pache. 2 down on the play. That slowly hit ground ball on the 0-2 pitch. Barrera goes down to second. Now, Langeliers could tie the game with a base hit. He has fly to center, foul to first, and struck out. He had a home run in last night's game. Breeze continues to blow across the field from right to left. On deck, Matt Davidson. So Chase Lee, now with his right foot on the rubber, trying to work around a leadoff walk. Barrera's at second with 2 down. Here's the pitch. Langeliers takes a slider outside at 79 miles an hour. Ball one. It is 1-0. Shea looks around at the Round Rock defensive alignment. Outfield plays him deep, and they shade him to pull. The infield also shading him to pull. Shortstop Doros has stepped back right near the fringe of the outfield grass and playing him toward the hole. There's a ground ball to Doro to his left. He grabs it, throws to first base, and gets him, and the inning is over. The Lee, who with that sinker ball gets ground balls when he's on, gets three straight ground balls after the walk, and the inning is over. In the Aviators' eighth, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Round Rock 1, the Aviators nothing.
As of March 2022, Hyundai has won more total IIHS top safety awards than any other brand over the past 8 years, with optional front crash prevention and specific headlights. And here's another reason to feel safe. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile with Hyundai. The 2022 Santa Fe comes with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Vehicles arriving daily. See your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer, proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Friends, as Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved right away. And a reminder, Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com. Adam Kolarik takes over to pitch the bottom of the eighth, 1-0 Round Rock. Jake LeMoyne went one inning, allowed no runs, one hit, one walk, and no strikeouts. 2-3-4 coming up for Round Rock, starting with the rookie, J.P. Martinez. There's a bunt right back to Kolarik on two hops. He throws and gets him. Kolarik's throw was sailing high, but luckily for Kolarik, Matt Davidson, who is 6'3", reached up like the Statue of Liberty and caught it in the webbing of the glove. I mentioned rookie. Martinez, a rookie in the sense that this is his AAA debut tonight, and he's now 0-3 with a walk and a stolen base. He tried a drag bunt, but he bunted it right back to Kolarik. One out for Ibanez, who was flat out, grounded out, and doubled and scored the game's only run, which came in the Round Rock sixth inning against Adrian Martinez. Sinker is outside ball one. Ibanez doubled and scored in a ground ball single right by Steele Walker. Adam Kolarik from Baltimore. Kolarik, 0-1, 5.94 ERA in 15 games. Eighth inning, 1-0 Round Rock. Tried to time a changeup, and he fouled it off. 1-1 on Andy Ibanez. Steele Walker waits on deck. Kolarik, big league time with the Dodgers and Tampa. The Dodgers in 2020 when they won the whole thing. Big league time this year with the parent Oakland Athletics. First time pitching in this series. Pitched twice in the Salt Lake series before the All-Star break. Ball ripped foul outside third. 1-2 still. One run, seven hits, one error for Round Rock. Las Vegas, no runs, three hits, and no errors. One and two. Here's the 1-2 from Kolarik, fastball high. That time, he didn't throw the usual sidearm. He came over the top, 92 miles an hour. 2-2, he showed Ibanez a different look. Ibanez updated batting average now, .259, three homers, 16 batted in. And the 2-2 on the way. Breaking ball, high drive to deep center. Going back is Pache. Pache looking up, and this one is out of here. Andy Ibañez hits his fourth home run. He has scored both of Round Rock's runs tonight. It's 2-0 Round Rock in the eighth inning. Ibañez was swinging at Kolarik earlier in the at-bat, and he was swinging like his life depended on it. He's taking some quality swings, and he got one to hit, and he bombed it out of here. That's a big insurance run this late, because we're going to go into the ninth inning in a moment. Here's the pitch now, and Steele Walker takes one up and in and almost hits him. Ball one. Crowd is angry. 1-0. 2-0 Round Rock, or you could say 2-0 Ibañez. Walker has fly to center, fly to left, and singled in the first run in the sixth inning. Banya's not really known for his power, but that one went out between the 407 sign and the 400-foot sign. Swing and a miss. 1-1. When Las Vegas bats in the ninth inning, and I believe that's Tinoco throwing in the bullpen, but Round Rock, who's got the save, he got the save last night. It'll be Davidson, Fernandez, and McKinney with Kevin Smith due up fourth. Pitch sinks in low. 2-1. Kolarik looks in. And a pitch. There's a ground ball to second. Schumann to his right. Handles that bounding ball. Fires to first base. And gets Walker. Two down. Walker 1-for-4. And here's Huff. This date in baseball history. This would have been a birthday for Don Drysdale. Hall of Fame righty of the Dodgers. First the Brooklyn, then the L.A. Dodgers. Retired after the 68 season. And not only a terrific pitcher, but a real gentleman, very popular, and a very good broadcaster later on, too. Don Drysdale, number 53. Here now is the pitch. Huff takes down an in ball one, 1-0. 2-0 Round Rock. Two outs, bottom of the eighth inning. Adrian Martinez in his six innings, 92 pitches, 60 strikes. You can't pitch much better than that. But he goes out trailing, and now it's 2-0 Round Rock in the eighth. Here's a 1-0 to Huff. He rolls one foul right by the on-deck man, Josh Sale. One ball and one strike. This date in 1956, Joe Cronin and Hank Greenberg were inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. Had a chance to meet Hank Greenberg once when I was a teenager. My dad happened to spot him at Kennedy Airport. What a gentleman he was. Pitch inside, 2-1. Two and one on Huff. And Kolarik, ready with a 2-1 pitch. Ground ball to third. Backhanded near the line by Smith, who plants and throws off target. And safe at first is Huff, and that's likely to be an infield hit. It is an infield hit for Huff. Smith reached way toward the line to get the ball. Then the throw was off target and late. Davidson wisely moving off the bag to get it. Smith, good effort, but that's a base hit. And here's Sale. Popped out, struck out, and flied out. All three at-bats against Adrian Martinez. 9 hits for Round Rock. Huff has two of them now. Sale, no batting gloves, takes a strike. Breaking ball, 0-1. That's not Tinoco. That's righty Gary Rodriguez throwing in the Round Rock pen, we understand. Here's the 0-1 to Sale. Breaking ball outside, ball one. One ball and one strike is the count. Huff at first, two down. Bottom of the eighth, 2-0. Round Rock, Aviators only 3 hits so far in this game. Breaking ball, waved at and missed, strike two. Count as a ball and 2 strikes. This date in 1965, Dick Stewart homered in a big league record 23rd different park when he hit one at Shea Stadium for the Phillies. 23 different ballparks. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike three, and that's the inning. But a big insurance run for Round Rock on a home run to center field by Andy Ibañez. One run, two hits. No errors, one left. Last chance for the Aviators into the ninth inning. Round Rock 2, Las Vegas nothing.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo!
Welcome back, friends. All right, one more chance for Las Vegas. Remember, in the six-game series at Las Vegas Ballpark against Salt Lake leading into the All-Star break, the Aviators won the first game of the series, won the last game of the series, but lost the middle four, and they were shut out in two of those games. Now they're in danger of being shut out again. They were lost last night 8-5. They swung the bats well, but tonight the combined efforts of Cole Ragans, who's in line for the win with six shutout innings, Tyson Miller, who pitched the seventh, Chase Lee, who pitched the eighth, they're in danger of losing and being shut out again. Yerry, Y-E-R-R-Y, Yerry Rodriguez will come in. Number 45, the right-hander. Rodriguez on the 40-man roster of the Texas Rangers, 6'2", 210 pounds. He'll be 25 in October. He's from Santiago in the Dominican. Rodriguez throws lots of pitches because he's walked a lot of guys and he's struck out a lot of guys. But the bottom line is he's 3-for-3 in saves. He's 2-0 in 30 games, so he leads the team in appearances. 4.50 ERA, 36 innings, 32 hits. He's allowed 5 home runs. He's walked 20, but he has struck out 45. Hard-throwing righty, Yerry Rodriguez. Last chance for Las Vegas in the ninth inning. They trail 2-0. The only hits, a Davidson single in the second, a Barrera single in the sixth, and a Kevin Smith single in the seventh inning. Matt Davidson swings at a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, fouls it back, strike one, 0-1, 97 on the gun. Davidson 1-for-3, a single, a fly out, and a strikeout. Vince Fernandez on deck, then Billy McKinney. And due up fourth, Kevin Smith. Here's the 0-1. Davidson hits a dunker in the shallow right, coming in as Walker. He's not going to get there. Base hit. The ball takes a bad hop off his glove, but Davidson's going to stay at first base. That ball had unbelievable spin on it when it hit the grass, and it actually went off Walker's glove on one bounce. Now the Aviators are going to send a pinch runner for Davidson. I believe it's Mickey McDonald. A little flare by Davidson, and the Aviators have the leadoff man on. Mickey McDonald is the pinch runner. McDonald running for Davidson. They've not announced it yet, but Mickey McDonald is the pinch runner for Matt Davidson, who wins the day 2-for-4. Now the batter, Vince Fernandez. Vince, 0-for-2 plus a walk. Rodriguez stretches, and the pitch. Fastball down low, ball one. Well, now to Mickey McDonald, who runs very well, is at first base. That run that Round Rock got on the Ibañez home run in the eighth inning, looking very big, that insurance run. We'll see. Aviators now have four hits. Davidson with two of them. McDonald running for Davidson. Fernandez tried to hold up. He went way around. 98-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-1. Billy McKinney waits on deck. McDonald off first, held on by Sale. One ball and one strike. Yuri Rodriguez stretches the outfield straight away. And it's a high foul outside third. Ibanez and the catcher Watley. Ibanez wants it. He's got it in foul ground. Nice play. Had a long way to go because of the shift. One out. Fernandez 0 for 3 plus a walk. Here's Billy McKinney. Well, not many guys can get around on 98-mile-an-hour heat, but McKinney has a very quick bat, so we'll see. This game he has struck out, grounded out, and then lined out to right. A well-hit ball against Tyson Miller in the seventh inning. Rodriguez stretches. Tall righty set. McDonald at first, one out the pitch. Ball pull foul outside first, strike one. Start him off with a slider at 84, 0-1. Rodriguez signed by the Texas Rangers as a non-drafted free agent out of his hometown of Santiago in the Dominican, September of 2015. 6'2", 210. Been a double-A Frisco and now triple-A Round Rock. Here's the 0-1. Strike on the inside corner. Another slider, 85 miles an hour, 0-2. So they know that McKinney's a good fastball hitter, so they throw him two sliders, and the count is 0-2. Rodriguez, wearing number 45, stretches. McDonald at first, one out. McKinney represents the tying run. He swings and misses at a high 98-mile-an-hour fastball. He was set up by two sliders. He got him with a high heat. Two down, and now it's up to Kevin Smith. Smith has walked, struck out, and flared a single to right. He's the Aviators' last hope in this game as they trail 2-0. Smith represents the tying run. Here's the pitch. Kevin takes a fastball up and in at 97, ball one. If he reaches, Drew Jackson is scheduled to hit next, but Austin Allen has popped out of the dugout with a weighted bat. Allen will pinch hit for Jackson if Smith can keep the game alive. 1-0 stretch by Rodriguez. And a pitch. Fastball, a called strike. That was a borderline pitch. Got the outside at 97, 1-1. They're playing deeper than they normally would for Smith. It's the no doubles defense because they want to prevent an extra base hit. An extra base hit would get McDonald home. The 1-1 stretch. And the pitch to Kevin Smith. Rodriguez throws. Fastball high, 2-1. Bat was at 98 miles an hour. Several inches above the belt. Smith tucks the bat under his left arm, fidgets with the batting gloves, looking around at the Round Rock defense. Third baseman Ibanez playing a step closer to the line than usual. Sale at first holding McDonald on. Mickey about a three-step lead. The 2-1 to Kevin Smith. Rodriguez delivers. Fastball. A called strike again. Again, in the general neighborhood of the outside corner. Four pitches, all fastballs, 97 and 98. Smith says something over his shoulder to Reed Basner. Now it's 2-2. Smith steps back in. Rodriguez checks signs. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed, strike three. The game is over. That was 99 miles an hour. Round Rock wins it 2-0. They've won the first two of this three-game series. I'll have the totals next after this.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late-model, low-mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
You're home after a long day preparing dinner when...
Ew! What's that?
that. It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, Deep Voice Narrator.
You're very welcome.
All right, welcome back. Well, now Round Rock has defeated the Aviators 7 out of 11 after they win this one. And Round Rock improves to 49-43 with 2 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error, leaving 7 men on base. For the Aviators, who are now 49-42, have lost now 6 of the last 7 games. No runs, 4 hits, and 3 errors, and they're shut out for the third time in the past week beyond the All-Star break, that is. Winning pitcher Cole Reagan's now 2-2. The save goes to Yuri Rodriguez, his fourth. Adrian Martinez pitched beautifully, but he's the tough luck loser. He allowed 1 run in 6 innings, but it was enough to beat him. He's now 4-5. Andy Ibañez hit the game's only home run, a solo home run in the 8th inning off Adam Kolarik, and that was his 4th home run of the year. A crowd of 6,156 paid to see the game, which took 2 hours and 22 minutes to complete, and still plenty of daylight here in Round Rock. On the Hash House Go-Go postgame show, we'll take a quick glance at this one and get you updated on the scores coming up after this.
Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettany, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. You've heard all about the purple mattresses. They're really, and this word gets tossed around a lot, but it fits here, they're revolutionary. The GelFlex Grid System offers the perfect combination of sleep-inducing, comfort-enhancing, and pressure-relieving support. And it stays the perfect temperature all night long. The mattresses are amazing. The pillows are amazing. Even the sheets are amazing. And right now, save $800 on a purple mattress hybrid sleep system. Plus, get up to a $300 free gift. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
All right, welcome back. Well, Round Rock looking good. They were in third place, 5 back in the Pacific Coast League East, but they win again and they shut out the Aviators. Aviators are shut out for the 5th time this year. And again, 3 of those shutouts, if you remove the All-Star break, have come in the last week of games. So they were shut out twice by Salt Lake, another shutout here. So the Aviators will try to get cranked up tomorrow. They have shut out the opposition twice, but now they have been shut out, as I said, on 5 occasions. So the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show for, we'll remind you, to sink your teeth into the new Primal Cravings menu and Beyond Raptor at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy, awaken your primal cravings with a new primal menu with prime rib or the Beyond Raptor Burger. Meals so epic you might want to roar outside the store. Great pitcher's duel in this game. Las Vegas starter Adrian Martinez and Cole Reagans, the left-hander, dueled with a 0-0 tie into the bottom of the sixth. When Round Rock finally got on the board, Ibanez doubled to left and scored in a ground ball single right by Steele Walker. But the Aviators turned their first of two double plays to get through that inning, and it was 1-0 Round Rock at the end of six and at the end of seven. In the bottom of the eighth with one out, Ibanez homer to center field off reliever Adam Kolarik to make it 2-0. But that run didn't really matter. The Aviators never really threatened. Their best chance was in the sixth inning when Barrera opened with a double, but that's when Cole Reagans got the next three men out, and they only had, other than that double, only two other occasions when anybody got past first base. So it just was not to be for the Aviators in this one as they drop it 2-0. I'll be back with some scores next right after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the Valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. As expected, our housing market is shifting. With inventory increasing and interest rates rising, our market will stabilize at best. If you're planning on selling your home, I will plan on sooner than later. We have sold over 6,000 homes in the past 27 years and have the number one real estate brand,
the real estate guy,
giving all our sellers a cash advance and doing all repairs to get you top dollar. And for all buyers, our lenders will beat any interest rate from any other mortgage company, giving you, the buyer, a lower payment along with saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So call the real estate guy today to sell it fast and get the most cash. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
All right, welcome back. Ash House of Go-Go post-game show. Check the scores now in the PCL. Sixth inning, Oklahoma City Dodgers leading Sacramento by a score of 4-2. In Salt Lake, they're in the bottom of the third. Salt Lake with a 5-0 advantage on Tacoma. Bottom of the third in Albuquerque, which will be the next stop for the Aviators on this road trip. Sugarland leads Albuquerque now by a score of 5-2. El Paso just got a home run by Jose Azucar, opening up the game. Top of the first inning in Reno, El Paso 1, Reno nothing. If El Paso wins, Las Vegas will stay half a game back of Reno. If Reno wins, they'll extend their lead to a game and a half over the Aviators in the Western Division of the Pacific Coast League. And that is a look at what's going on around the PCL with all those games underway. As far as the major leagues are concerned, let's start with the Cleveland and the White Sox, because they played a doubleheader to make up for an earlier postponement. Cleveland won the first game by a score of 7-4. And the Indians, the Guardians in the bottom of the seventh, leading 4-3 now as they're going for a sweep. And the White Sox trying to rally to salvage a split of those two games on the south side of Chicago. In Philadelphia, they're in the bottom of the tenth. The Cubs lead the Phillies 6-1. Eighth inning, Cardinals 6, Reds 3. Eighth inning, Pirates 1, Marlins nothing. Seventh inning, the Yankees lead Baltimore 3-2. Eighth inning, San Diego 2 and the Mets nothing. Seventh inning, Tampa and Kansas City are tied at 3. Seventh inning, Milwaukee 8, the Rockies 1. Bottom of the sixth, the Dodgers trying to win again. They lead the Giants 2-0. Seventh inning, it is Atlanta 7 and the Angels 2. Fifth inning, Arizona 3, Washington 1. Bottom of the second, Texas and Oakland, no score. Houston leading Seattle, and Houston has beaten Seattle 3-1. Finally, the Astros win it. Toronto beat Boston 4-1, and Minnesota took the Tigers 8-4. I'll be back with a little bit more from Round Rock next, right after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Looking good, Mrs. Dubs.
The head groundskeeper at Thad's Golf Course just retired.
We need to find someone in the next 2 weeks. Someone with botany and management experience.
He needs a replacement because the greens are already looking a little rough.
Aeration, they need to know it all.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to stationcasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Friends, want to catch up with the latest Aviators news? Don't miss the Cats at Las Vegas Ballpark with Matt Neverett for recaps of Aviators homestands and a look at upcoming events at Las Vegas Ballpark. Check out the Catch on the Las Vegas Aviators YouTube channel. All right. Tomorrow, the Aviators will try to salvage the last game of this three-game series, and they will send their ace, Colin Wiles. Wiles is their winningest pitcher. He had a very good year for Round Rock last year. He's pitched twice against his old team and has pitched well both times. We'll be on the air at 3:50 Pacific time tomorrow for the Raider Nation, the pregame show on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920, Hash House of Go-Go pregame show. First pitch, 4:05. Lefty Colby Allard, who's had a decent year, certainly, for Round Rock. He's 1-1 with a 4.25 ERA. He'll get the start tomorrow for Round Rock. They'll go for a sweep. The Aviators will try to salvage one game here and get their bats going before they head over to Albuquerque. And the Monday is a travel day. They'll travel to Albuquerque, but no game on Monday. The six-game series in Albuquerque will actually begin on Tuesday. Want to give thanks to a couple of folks. First of all, the members of the Round Rock Express PR department who helped with some critical pieces of information, including that wild double play that the Aviators turned in the seventh inning, a 6-3-2-4-6-3-5 double play. Want to thank them for their help with that and everything else. And thanks to my studio producer tonight, the one and only Chris Chapman, for a great job on the production end of this one. And thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in tonight. Until tomorrow, this is Russ Langer wishing all a very fine evening from the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas, where tonight Round Rock defeated the Aviators 2-0. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
You know,
to think they could have, if they lost, to Cincinnati, they could have drafted Joe Burrow. If they had any brains, they could have drafted Justin Herbert. Instead, they draft Tua of that draft. He's not any good. I just, how long before Tyreek Hill starts bitching and moaning? It's only a matter of time. I'm not a believer in goofy 13-year-old looking Mike McDaniel, who never was a coordinator that did anything, never even called plays before. Coordinator, but never called plays. I'm hedging, but I think I'm leaning towards disaster for the Dolphins, to tell you the truth.
I mean, listen, it was one of my favorite plays earlier in the summer, and you make the mistake of never letting the book hang on to your money for 6 months. But when the Ravens win total was posted at 9, I was screaming for the over. It's now at 10.5. The entire world jumped. Wow. Finally figured out that the Ravens weren't going to be bad. And I don't know why that total was so low. And even it got juiced at 9.5 to around to minus 140. But now I'm seeing it on FanDuel at 10.5.